Hi, this is Ross Payton with The Unspeakable Oath. This is the actual play, episode one, and we're going to be doing the last equation. Now, this scenario is actually run in October of 2010. I was playtesting it. It's a scenario written by Dennis Detwiller, and I ran it, and Tom Church, Aaron Karsten, and Caleb Stokes from the RPPR crew. The players all playtested it. They were sell in. And, of course, this was a playtest version of the scenario. I haven't looked too closely at the published scenario, so there might be a few changes, but I hope you guys enjoy.
What do you got there, fellows?
Snacks. We're here for the long haul.
All right, this is Ross Bain here with Roll Playing Poker Radio, and I'm running Call of Cthulhu, Delta Green, The Last Equation by Dennis Detwiller. This is a playtest, and I assume all of you have read the playtest notes or whatever. Go ahead and have that over.
I read it before.
Okay. And Tom, have you read it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Well, so this won't be posted for a while, but the people writing and editing the scenario will be, so say hi, Arc Green.
Hi, Arc Green.
Hi, Arc Green people.
Anyway,
Howdy.
So... you're all being called, sell in, agents.
For a night on the opera?
Huh?
A night at the opera?
Yeah, a night at the opera. You're the three agents of the cell, and you've been called to investigate a mass murder, which I will get into the details, shortly. So first off, why don't we introduce the characters?
All right, this is Tom. I'm playing Martin Birch, FBI Special Agent.
Okay.
I am Thomas Cheney Brown. I'm a hyphenate? Oh, man. Parents are gay. I am fresh off my doctoral program at Penn State in parapsychology.
Okay.
And Zarin and I am playing John Marcello, the cranky 44-year-old forensics expert.
Okay. So for the I forgot to put it on this scenario. All of you have previous experience with the Night of the Opera, Delta Green, the Cthulhu Mythos. So all of you have 5 points of Cthulhu Mythos. Go ahead and mark off 1d10 points worth of sanity, although you do not have any permanent insanities at this time. So you've been on several operations together.
How much Cthulhu Mythos?
5 points.
5 points.
So you're aware of the truth. You've been inducted into the Delta Green. You know to keep your mouth shut about it. Fight the good fight. And so the two of you, the forensics expert and the FBI agent, have been put on an official investigation. You're sort of their unofficial contact. You're supposed to be working with these two, but your involvement is not supposed to be official because, you know, you're a parapsychologist, not a psychologist, and this is an official murder investigation. On October 12th, 2012...
I am a member of Delta Green.
You are an agent of Delta Green.
But I can't acknowledge that I'm working with
him. Right, because Delta Green is an illegal conspiracy.
Got it.
So, on October 12th, 2010, Michael Wei, W-E-I, a graduate student in mathematics at the prestigious Columbia University of Mathematics, successfully... He drove out to New York City to Teaneck, New Jersey, purchased ammunition for a pump shotgun, and went to Alliance, New Jersey, and entered the home of Dina and Malcolm Ridgway and their six children. And he slaughtered the entire family, chasing the last member, Michael Ridgway, 18, out to Highway 6 and shooting him in the back in front of eyewitnesses. Before police could arrive, Michael spray-painted a number sequence on the pavement. Witnesses understandably kept their distance and then shot himself in the face with a shotgun, removing almost all of his head in one clean shot.
What was the name of the family?
Ridgway.
Ridgway. With an R, not a B. So they had a dead mathematician, corpses of 8 slaughtered innocents, and a spray-painted number. And, of course, that's where Delta Green comes in. This is now an FBI investigation because preliminary investigation revealed the interstate lines, hence the federal part of it. And, of course, in this day and age, something unusual, the FBI is all over it, and the local authorities seem to be...
Especially a mass murder.
Yeah. This is Operation Iapetus. You're to investigate the murders of... This is your briefing of Malcolm, Dina, the eight people. Murderer, Michael Way, 26, deceased. He was a mathematical student. He inscribed a series of numbers, the same which are known to possess dangerous and paranormal properties. Mission instructions determine if Way distributed the number in any manner besides the crime scene, phone, fax, email, etc. Locate Way's notes and work on the numbers and destroy it. If possible, destroy the number inscription at the scene and all photographic evidence of it in the hands of authorities. Locate any exposed to the number with mathematical experience and report them to ACEL. Let's see here. Link Way romantically to Dina Ridgway. Fake what other documents necessary to make an affair between the two seem likely. Once protocols are complete, contact ACEL for further instructions. So, the numbers, in case you're wanting to know, somebody might be writing these down, are, this is what he wrote on the spray painted, 9920.22998921.2.3 and 3. The two of you, the FBI agent and the forensics, have been officially assigned the investigation. You are, of course, in contact, the parapsychologist, unofficial, but you have certain freedom, and you're certainly not going to, as long as your involvement is known, you'll have a certain freedom, because a mathematician killing eight people and then shooting himself, that's generating national and international headlines. There's already a media circus well underway. And in fact, as we open up, the two of the FBI agent, Martin, and I think, what was the forensics investigator's name?
John Marcello.
Joe and Frank, are...
John.
I screwed up. Oh my god. Everything's ruined here.
I'm used to it.
I'll say the first thing we do is kill all the press.
So there's a killer math teacher, yeah. Black ops, no witnesses.
We'll plant some drugs on them. It'll look like a drug thing.
So you're committed to the Jonestown defense, aren't you?
Drug dealing news reporters.
Basically, as soon as you two arrive on plane from your location, you are ambushed by a reporter with a cameraman. You are traveling separately at all, you know, because obviously you're unofficial. You're rendezvous with them at a motel nearby.
I'm in my geo.
Yeah.
That's all I
can
afford.
I don't know. So the two of you, they're asking you questions, obviously, like, hey, can you reveal any details about the killer's motivation? Have you found where he...
Like, just kind of walking past, well, says, man, the FBI has just arrived, and as of this moment, we know nothing. Because when we know something, we'll release a report, but not until that time.
Are you sure about that? We've gotten words that you don't know where the shotgun came from. Do you know anything about this? Does he have a history?
No further comment.
All right. So of course, both of you can give me psychology checks.
Lot 5.
37. Both of you, you realize, of course, you're going to have to be very careful about what you do, because with the press nosing around, if you screw up, make any mistakes, they will be on you. And
like shit on Velcro?
I'm going to be on you hard, I'm going to be on you fast.
Delta Green does not want any blowback, and certainly doesn't want anything spreading. And certainly doesn't want any, shall we say... any exposure, the fact that there's, you're on there officially, but your orders are to do things with that.
I should keep my secret government conspiracy card in my pocket.
Basically, all right. So first off, what are each of you going to be doing? What are your initial priorities, or what do you want to find out? Obviously, there's an investigation that's very chaotic and a lot of stuff going on. You all have cell phone. You have secure communication protocols, so you can communicate with each other, you know, in a reasonably safe manner. But yeah, go on.
Have autopsies already begun on the bodies?
They are underway. They have been escorted to them. They have been taken to the morgue. They're still processing the crime scene.
I'd like to head to the crime scene.
Okay. So you're heading to the crime scene. I guess so you're going to go there as well.
Actually, he could probably take care of that. I'm actually
It's probably good to have the forensics guy at the crime scene.
Well, it depends on what you're wanting to do instead.
Well, also, now I can't talk anymore.
Okay.
I was going to check out the bodies, but if they need me right here, I guess the basic coroners can take care of the generic stuff for the autopsy.
Oh, dude, the autopsies haven't even begun yet.
Right, the autopsies will be done, but there is no indication that the murders themselves are unusual. I mean, other than shot with shotgun.
Cause of death: shotgun blast.
Okay. Yeah, basically.
Well, I imagine they'd send me to Wade's place, not.
Right. Well, that's true. That's what I was going to ask. Where are you? Are you wanting to go to Waze first? Like,
I guess I'll go to Waze first because we have to find all his notes
and get rid of them.
And get rid of him and fake an affair between him and
Dina, the wife.
We'll see if there's any connection.
And I imagine that would be like my kind of.
That would be since you were.
I have to prove a man's gone insane for a different reason than he actually went insane, and we don't know why he actually went insane.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have any forgery skills, or?
Well, I mean, I need to.
If you want to make a forgery of something, I'll allow other appropriate skills to be used. Like, if you wanted to fake a love letter, that'd be psychology, you know. Something like
yeah,
that.
But I guess I'll go check out his. I don't know, dorm room. Where does he live?
That's good. He lives at Columbia University. So his dorm room is there. He is a... not have any credentials right now. So you can ask Acel for a fake, but that'll take time, obviously. Because this is sort of like happening right now. They didn't have time to get you one right off the bat.
Actually, then, can I
tailgate into the dorm?
I'll go with him,
I mean, it's a big building. They can't seal off the entire dorm, obviously.
I'm going to go with him. He's going to go to the crime scene.
You're going to the crime scene? Yes. You're going with him?
Yeah, so I can have credentials, and yeah, he's with me.
Okay. All right, so you're going to the crime scene, and you will do that first. Crime scene, it's a three-story house with a basement. Built on a quarter acre just on the edge of the New Jersey Highway 6. Built in the 20s, you know.
Of course it was.
Once a main house of a much larger farm. And there's obviously... There's nothing unusual about it. I mean, you know, the majority of the murders... As you start walking through the majority of the murders took place in the kitchen. Dina, Malcolm, Clark, Dean, Mary, Alice, and Claire all died in or around the kitchen. Michael, who was upstairs, fled the scene and was killed outside.
Is there any kind of pattern that I can see that they were killed in?
Go ahead and give me a forensics check.
Okay.
Come on, Lester.
Ought 4.
Okay. You count the shots. Way fired 16 times in the house, hitting each victim once, except for Clark, who was shot twice. It is apparent that Way used both slugs and shot. The kitchen is sprayed. They were all around eating breakfast, and he just came in and started shooting.
Wait, how many times did he fire?
16.
So he'd have to have reloaded.
He'd have to reload.
Yeah.
Because there were 8 family members, correct?
Yeah.
So he'd have to reload at least 4 times.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of shotgun was it?
That's a good question. It is, you look that up.
It wasn't a street sweeper.
Yeah,
it's a Remington 870 police shotgun.
Yeah, that doesn't hold 16 rounds.
It holds 8 rounds, including one in the chamber.
Granted, so yeah, they would have...
You had to have stopped and reloaded.
This is true. It's apparent the way he used both slugs and shot. The kitchen is sprayed with buckshot as well as slug holes. He shot Clark twice because the first shot was buckshot and failed to kill him. And also... You see, he fired at the stove, was struck by buckshot, and the old clock on it's an old little, you know, not a digital, but an old one, is stopped at 2:28:13 p.m.
It was middle of the afternoon?
Yes. I guess they were eating lunch.
Okay.
I'm not there. I should be
quiet. So yeah. That's okay.
We have cell phones that are they're called the PC Hivemind phone.
Basically.
Yeah, so we don't worry about that. But also, go up to the stove and look at it again. Does this look like there was a deliberate shot, or is this just a misfire?
Give me a luck check.
Okay. Odd 7.
Let's see.
Kind of get on my rolls today, which is rare.
Yeah. Get your roll on.
Yeah. You 228, 13. Let's see here. Stopped at 228, 13 or 228, 13. Numbers in the sequence separated by twos. Also, there are 16 numbers. Way fired 16 times. Yeah. He's obviously
something very ritualistic about this.
Possibly. Well, the numbers seem to be a connection. Numbers seem to be very important to this. Anyways,
A is half of 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, does that answer your question, or what else?
Yeah, that answered my question. And after I do that, I'm actually going to go upstairs and start looking through all the rooms. And also, is there a computer in the house as well?
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, and how many are there in there? Is it just like one family?
And there's just one family. Well, there's two. There's a laptop upstairs and a PC downstairs.
Grab both of them and then I'll start researching. I'll start looking through both of those to see if there's any information that may have connected Way.
I think that was just
in any which way to this family.
Okay. So you're going to get the computers.
Yes.
Do you have fast talk or persuade?
I
think I gave that.
I have persuaded.
Or give me a persuade check. You'll need to talk them into giving you primary custody of it so you can get that. Anyways.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's going to be a problem. There's this whole thing called chain of custody and evidence and all that stuff, and they have protocols to follow, and they're going to take
But I'm government man from the government.
They're going to take it to the...
am I part of the FBI as well? Or
yeah, you're an FBI investigator.
Can I possibly get federal authority over that? Or
well, I mean, that's the thing. You're on the scene, but you're not in charge of the investigation. So you'll have to talk to the man who is in charge.
Simply known as the man.
Yeah. There's New Jersey State troopers all around.
Who would be leading this?
Agent in charge is Aiden Canner, a 15-year veteran of the New Jersey FBI. And he is a 47-year-old African-American man, tall and thin, with steel-rimmed aviator glasses and always clad in black suits. So, he is in charge. He's, obviously charge kind of man, very grim and efficient. So, you'd have to talk to him. So, we'll get to that in a second.
Just the facts, man.
Anyways, you get over to the dorms, and it's John J. Hall, large skyscraper-like residence hall, located on the campus itself. The building also houses the Foo Foundation School of Engineering and Applied Sciences, which contains the Applied Physics and Applied Mathematics programs as well, you notice as you walk through the lobby. And you start making your way up straight to his dorm room, obviously. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you flash your badge. There's already state troopers there who have, sealed it off. Mm-hmm. But they let you in.
What about me?
Go ahead and give me a fast talk or something.
35, yeah.
Okay.
He's with me.
Yeah, consultant or whatever.
Yeah.
So, that doesn't raise any suspicion. It's a small, modest, and frankly messy room. It's clear he had little or no social life to speak of.
Almost like a college student.
Like a, math grad student.
What's the room number?
That's a good question. We'll say it's 992.
Messing with your mind.
I know. Let's see here. It's clear he had every surface is covered in half-read books folded open at random points. His bedroom is nothing more than a futon dropped in the middle of the living room. A single rickety IKEA desk holds a nondescript gray box and a cheap monitor. Pile of papers, most are with it covered in scrawl, which you can give me a knowledge check if you want to.
Yes.
They are covered with differential equations, stacked all over the open position on the table. It's clear this room was simply a rest stop for Wei and his daily routine. He's obviously obsessed with his work. He obviously had a computer. What are you two going to do?
Spot hidden?
You see what you see. Like, what are you looking for? I mean, like, give me an idea of, like, what...
I'm going to be looking for just any sign of...
Drugs, antidepressants.
Okay, that would be a spot hidden.
I'm looking for any proof that he was having... That his mind, his sanity was slipping or something.
12. That's... Yeah, that's
You toss the room looking for drugs, and after a while, you won't find any. He lived very straight. Straight edge. Tom, now you're looking for signs of mental instability. What would those be? I mean, like, give me an idea. I mean, that's kind
I'm
of
thinking.
A,
yeah, I'm thinking like letter, letters or journals.
Okay.
Things like that.
Well, there are his papers. That are stacked on. You can look at the ones on top of the pile. What the most recent look like.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me spot hidden and psychology.
Yes. Okay. And yes.
Okay. There's one equation. I mean, there's just all kinds of crazy equations and mathematical symbols that you don't get. But you do see a chain of numbers that does draw your mind. 10, 12, 10, 9, 2, 1, then 40.796901, and -73.968158. So I can repeat those if you need them.
We'll call back to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no taking, and then there's crap.
You split the numbers up until he Wei repeats them several times until you see 9:21 a.m. 40.79 and then -73.96. And so you have one that's a date, obviously, and then you have those two other numbers. So, you can give me a knowledge check to see if you can recognize those numbers. Or knowledge. You do.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Ooh. I do not.
Okay. Well, you, that has the same format as latitude and longitude.
I'm gonna look for an atlas in the place.
Well, I mean, okay.
We're like a world.
You said the books are open. What books?
Books on mathematics. So you start looking here and start.
Actually, would my phone have a like GPS or shit?
Yeah.
Something just so I can look up what a coordinate mm-hmm. would be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that. Looking up those coordinates.
All right. So you're doing that. You're looking through the book. You're also combing through his stuff, basically. All right. So that will take a while for you to do that. So let's get back to Aaron.
Okay.
What are you going to
do? Whichever officers are on the scene. That's like telling me I can't look at the computers. I'm going to go down to his name was Aiden again.
Aiden.
I'll go down to him and see if I can request. That's like request the information.
Well, you look at him, but you're wanting to take them.
I don't want to take them myself. I just need access right now to be able to look at the information.
Well, we're bagging and tagging and taking them back to the lab so the forensics technicians can look at them.
I understand, but I'm trying to get information back to our profilers back at the headquarters.
All right, give me another persuade check. I'll give you a +10 bonus.
Hell yeah!
Lie. Fuck! No.
Sorry, look, we're...
Look skippy.
Yeah.
Plus 10, so it was actually 50.
Yeah, it was 50, but I got 62, so I still failed it.
Yeah. So, he is unimpressed. You'll have to wait until you can get it from the lab, or you'll have to wait till it gets up at the lab, and then you'll have access to it, and you can start combing through the computers there. So,
okay. Yeah. I can take a look around. Before I do that, go ahead and... how far was the murder scene of the sun... from the house.
Basically, like, you know, from the front door to he got to the edge of the road.
Okay, and are the numbers still like up there, or are they washing those off?
They're still there. They're spray painting there. They're photographing them. You know, you have technicians that are There's already a blood spatter technician, you know, looking at everything.
Okay.
There's a whole ring of reporters out there, too, so...
Okay. I'll keep my mouth shut, but I'm it's like, going to specifically look at that. Is there any type of pattern that... That's like pattern that he actually sprayed it in, or was just numbers, the number sequence completely?
It was a number sequence. I mean, it was sprayed in sequential order.
No, that's the only thing. There's no placement on there that makes it different. Okay. And before I go, I'm going to... That's like, can I go through the house for one more spot, hidden check to see if anything else pops out at me?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. No.
Okay.
So.
Nope.
Nothing else.
As you're leaving, though, you hear Aiden say, "Yeah, we're getting a." He motions. Oh, yeah, we're getting a specialist here to look at the math. Don't worry about the numbers. We're getting a mathematics specialist to come in from Langley to come over and see if there's anything to this. She'll be here later today to start going over any possible significance of the numbers.
Is he telling to somebody else? Or
no, to you. Okay. You're with the FBI, too. So
yeah. That's like, who's the name of this person, if I may ask?
Dr. Sarah Comics.
Comics? Okay.
She works in crypto, but, you know, she's good with numbers.
Okay. And write down my cell phone number. If you can, just give her, that's like, have her give me a call. That's like, my colleagues and I would like to talk to her when she gets in.
Okay.
Right, sure. Thank you very much. And I'll head over to the dorm where they are at.
Okay, so you start heading over that way. Okay, with the latitude and longitude is, you eventually figure it out. It is in New York City, building in the New York City that you go ahead and give me computer use or yeah.
No.
Well, you know where it is, but you don't know what building it is. So. You don't know what the building is. So you could go to New York City and look at it yourself, or you could try and...
I'm writing it down, like, yeah, I'm going to go there.
Anyways, you're looking through the papers as well.
Okay, I'm going to look for anyone who knows him, like his family.
Wait, weren't you looking through his books and stuff, too?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
give me a library use, or...
Oh, library use?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. You do find he photocopied a book that seems to be heavily annotated. You look at it, it's a heavily annotated photocopy English translation of Libra Pluris and Emericio, the Book of Many Wonders.
Son of a fucking bitch.
Do I recognize it?
Give me a history check.
Or a cult?
A cult. Well, no, history.
History?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like...
History, yeah. There is a book written by fascist Claudin, who lived from 1535 to 1561, mathematician, sage, and astronomer. He published several books, and the last one was The Book of Many Wonders. It's something about math, cryptology, or ciphers, or puzzles. That's all you can remember from just that. You have to go to the library and dig up more information about this. But obviously, Way must have looked at it a lot. It's a bundle of coffee and food stained pages held together by an orange binder clip. Actually, there were parts of it that were shoved under his futon. He didn't have it in plain view. Of course, when you tossed it for drugs, you found it. It is covered in a scrawl, some coherent, some not. The number sequence. Covers the last pages in a scrawl. Very violent. It appears as if the marker was used to scribble it, broke during the writing. That's what you find. So you have to go to the library and try and dig up more information on that book.
Can I make an occult check on the numbers? Do I know anything from them just by seeing?
Don't give me an occult check.
Yeah. 63.
Nothing. Well, you do recognize that these are... It's a prime number that, also from Christina Book, there's something about prime numbers that's very important to this. And it's something that, Claudin actually did have a brief overview in the occult. I mean, he was known as a mathematician and scientist. But he said that his last book, The Book of Many Wonders, he got parts of it. He transcribed parts of it from an Arab that he met in Constantinople in 1650.
Son of a fucking bitch.
And so some book, and he claimed that the Arab was 600 years old. And so there's, you know, you remember something reading about the occult, that, you know, Claudian's not known as an occultist, but that some people, you know, said, oh, even scientists believe in occult and wacky things too. So, yeah.
Okay, take pictures so we can look later, because I have geography scale. So, and then, could you go to the library?
Well, you do know you're you're the first one to really get to the scene, fortunately.
Yeah.
You do have locate ways notes and work on the number and destroy it. So you do know at some point your ASL wants you to destroy those notes, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'm going to take pictures of where they're at initially.
Well, they're going to, I mean, if you don't take them with you, they're going to
well,
be
yeah, boxed. I'm not leaving, yeah.
Okay.
But we need to pack these up, and then I would appreciate it if you could go to the library with me, because I need to look something up while we're here.
Also, I would say, because the ENIAC computer is in there, too.
Oh, Wade's computer is there.
I'd say grab his hard drive, too.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, you're on the phone. Yeah, I guess we can get on the computer before we do anything else.
So, but yeah, if we, yeah, it's like, I'd say grab his hard drive, too, just to make sure that that's, because that can sell records on
well, what's
it
his Facebook page? Like, what's on
be right website? Back. Gotta get some, gotta do something.
Be right back. Gotta get some.
Wait,
does he have a girlfriend?
Wait, is in New Jersey.
Does he have a girlfriend? Does he have friends? Is like, can anyone comment on his behavior?
Nothing.
Yeah, you look at it now. 5,000 people dislike this.
Yeah.
You know, or like last Andrew, going to New Jersey. Watch this.
all right. Going to like 5 YouTube pages.
Basically, as you. Well, one thing you realize, though, there are state troopers there, and so if you take the notes, you'd be breaking the chain of custody again. You're going to need some sort of convincing thing to hide this from them, and because, again, they're going to take everything's supposed to go to the lab and get processed and all this other stuff, so and be bagged and tagged, you know, the paperwork, and just shoving stuff in your and especially he is technically, I mean, he's there on your word. If they look into him, they're going to find out he's not a consultant. So getting it's going to be, you risk a lot if you just walk out with him.
Does the window open?
Yeah. But you look at, yeah, it does open.
What's beneath it?
You look down, you can already see there's a news van or two that have been pulled up. They're already reporting. Yeah.
That's just going to weigh him down and throw him up a little
bit. Yeah. Well, it is day. So, wait, the computer. Let me pull that up. There's no sign of a girlfriend in, like, looking through his room. There's no photos or anything.
PC hive mind again. What about any friends or people?
Well, that's
what I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for any social acquaintances that can comment on his behavior.
Or is he alone in the room, or did he have a roommate?
He did live alone. He is a grad student, so he's 26.
We said after his office.
Anyways, the computer, it's running Windows XP and not password enabled, and not all the directories on it are open. For mathematician, he didn't really maintain it that well. So he's giving computer use check with a +10 bonus to see what he was doing last.
+4.
Okay.
Uncredited.
you're used to using Macs or Unix or whatever, you know,
PowerCycle. Apparently I can use a library like a son of a bitch, but I get on the computer and I'm just, what is this strange machine?
This is a magical picture box.
Where's your card catalog?
The Dewey Decimal System.
Where's my card catalog? he has a Facebook page. You find the name of two people that he seems to be talking to a lot, two friends. And other than that, his Facebook page is pretty, like, he didn't spend much time on it, obviously. Last email was sent of the morning of the murders to a mathgeeks@google.com, a Google group composed of, looks like, 12 members. From around the world, who the group description says, for people who are interested in mathematical puzzles. this email was. You look at the email itself, it is something about the Lacuous puzzle. The solution to the Lacuous puzzle. Lacuous. Yeah. Google group. 12 people on it, and he sent an email to them. With a big mathematical formula.
Who was the other one?
Well, he had two friends. And let me get you their names. Of course, he had family. His family was in California. Anthony Dejarin and Molly Frank. They are also grad students in the applied science and are a couple. So, you have that, and you have the his friends, the Google group, and, of course, the notes, all that other stuff. So, anyways, other investigators showing up wanting to bag and tag everything, as is normal for such an investigation. You're getting there. You've gotten there, so the three of you are caught up. What do you do now?
I have pictures of all the notes. They just don't need to leave this room, or else we're going to get them back, right?
This is true. Well, give me an idea check.
What's idea?
Idea's up at the... Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I have an idea.
Well, there are many ways to get rid of evidence. One would be to replace it with other similar evidence. It can always disappear in the evidence room, evidence locker. There are a number of ways of doing it. Getting it right now is the only solution. Of course, the longer the notes are, well, I mean, again, so there are, you don't have to get them right now. I mean, you do have to destroy them. But it's up to you whether it's going to be worth the risk or not. So.
Really, if we're still doing under our FBI poses, we could basically get into the evidence room and switch it out there without much problem.
Right.
Credentials should be able to get us past. And if, like I said, you can replace the notes, and I could probably get a perfectly formatted hard drive to swap in there just in case.
Right.
You guys are the experts, so.
Okay. So what's your, so.
I need to go to the library. Could you go talk to the other grad students? They should be on campus somewhere, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are state troopers that are rounding them up right now. They're questioning everybody. You can just ask them, hey, have you found these two yet?
And yeah,
they'll round them
nobody's
up.
Nobody's going to ask for my credentials at the library, so I think you guys should probably...
Yeah.
We'll and before we go, though, I have a smartphone on me or something I can go.
Of course.
With.
You all have iPhones or Blackberries or whatever.
Droid.
Yeah, well... Droid, yeah.
if I use it, I become a robot, just like their commercials say.
Oh, right, sorry. What was I thinking?
See, that's how Skynet's converting you into a Terminator, Tom.
Exactly. I won't need this charger.
That's going to be the next scenario, kill Tom's character. He reads the numbers, turns into a monster. Turns into a robot.
So, Tom, you are the monster in the school.
You have a number of leads right now.
I'm going to go check out the two witnesses, the two friends.
Okay.
So, why does that too? I'm also going to look up online the puzzle.
What about the puzzle?
Immediately Google it up and see what information it comes.
Well, that would be library use. That would be research, and that'll take a while to dig up. And there's actually not much of it online, at least from a cursory Google examination. That's a very obscure and ancient puzzle that not many people write about.
Does the Yahoo group give anything?
There's no Yahoo group. It's a Google group! Pay attention!
So the Google group's about this puzzle thing?
It's about puzzles in general, according to its description.
Okay.
Mathematical puzzles. So you're going to the library to do research. What topic
you've told me about the numbers of everything.
Yes, right? I have.
Okay, you're going there to do research.
Is there any, obsessive compulsive behavior evidence?
Yeah, go ahead,
I check he's done something a certain amount of times before he's... I make it if...
Yeah. Do you have psychoanalysis too, or is it just psychology?
I got psychology.
I have psychoanalysis, so I can see if I can aid him on that before I...
Okay, go ahead.
Made it.
Okay, yeah, these numbers, The sequence of numbers is turning up everywhere, especially in his later day stuff. Like the notes you look through, mm-hmm. he keeps repeating the numbers, keeps using them, keeps finding them in different things. You know,
so it's a slow progression.
You know, transcribing license plates of cars he sees. There's a page where he just does that, and you know, transliterating letters into numbers. And making cryptic remarks about, this proves it, you know, underline, and that kind of thing. And he is, so obviously he was obsessed with these numbers. And in fact, he seemed to believe they had some sort of special or supernatural properties to them. So that's what you find from just looking at this. I mean, that's very apparent to you. Or between the two of you, that's what you figure out just from looking at these. So, is that good?
So I'll go to the library.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to the library. What are you going to look up first? I mean, like, what is your first topic?
I'm looking up the Book of Many Wonders, so trying to see what else I can remember about it.
Other okay. than that. Library use.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll take you a few hours, but you'll dig it up. And, it is a awesome book. So awesome.
Is that it? I found an Amazon review.
Basically, yeah. 5 stars. Opens new terrifying vistas of reality. No. It is...
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies.
The book, the photocopy you found was a photocopy from the Educational Studies book, 1944 copy of the Book of Many Wonders, translated by Maurice Esther. The company is long since extinct and only published several hundred copies of the book before ceasing publication. All involved in the translation production of the edition are long dead from normal causes. And
including Maurice Esther?
What?
Including Maurice Esther?
Yeah. Cancer, yeah. And apparently, though, it looks like the mathematical ideas in this book were so advanced for the era that only now is modern mathematics catching up to it. So there hasn't been much interest in it up until recently. Well, at least in terms of Way's involvement in it. The book itself was a... Let's see here. I will get more of that to you in a second.
Yeah, do I know anything about like 600-year-old Arab or anything like that?
Well, you can start looking up the writer, Claudian. Mm-hmm. So you start looking at him. I'm going to give me another research check.
No.
Okay, you spend hours looking it up, and you're finding some dead ends. You'll eventually get it, but you'll be spending a while doing that. So the two of you, what are you two
going to
be doing?
I'm going to check. I'm going to.
Oh yeah, the two friends.
Yeah, I'll be also going to murder dogs and chicks in the stacks. So. Just
saying. All right.
Did you have bird dog in a grad student?
Parapsychologist. Nobody likes a parapsychologist.
What card am I holding out? You are amazing!
Alright, you find them two. They're both, you know, shocked. You know, have a long 1,000-yard stare practically as they're seeking in that their friend killed 8 people and then himself. They say, yes, hello, what did you want to know?
There's just a few questions, if you would.
Okay.
How are you acquainted with him?
Oh, we're with all the math and science geeks of the world. We sort of met him at a faculty function or something, and we got along with him. He was very, you know, and we've just been hanging out with him since.
How long have you known him?
More than a year, I think. Yeah. We kept taking him out on the weekends to go drinking. We kept trying to set him up with a girl, but you know, he's just so focused on his work. He's not inept. He's just oblivious. You know, he was just so intrinsically interested in math that everything else seemed to be It just didn't sink through his head.
So he's kind of cut off the world from his... It basically absorbed into his own work.
I mean, it was the most important thing to him. I mean, he was not... He had manners, and, you know, he wasn't, you know, clueless like some people. He just... It didn't matter to him as much.
Did he have any signs of mental breakage or any, did you know any change in his personality or behavior?
No, no. I mean, I haven't seen him in a week or two. We've been, you know, we've kind of been busy and had to go to a conference, and Molly had to went to see her family, but. You know, time, if he got really stressed out or if he had a lot of work, he would get a little distant. But I mean, it's very hard. I mean, it's a lot of work to do. So, but he was so peaceful. I mean, he was such a nice guy. I mean, it must be someone else. It couldn't possibly be him. I mean, are you sure it's him?
Unfortunately, that's like all the evidence is basically pointing to this.
I can't believe this. I mean, he wasn't wired that way. You know, he was just, you know, he was so nice, you know.
Out of character question, the Ridgeways, was the oldest going to this college?
Mm, no.
Okay.
He was 18. But yeah, I mean, he could have, but he didn't, yeah.
Okay.
He was going to Dartmouth.
Well, that explains it right there.
Dartmouth.
Exactly, went to Dartmouth. Okay.
He was on the polo team.
And also, and actually, when I'm talking to them, mention the that's like the Google group as well. Were they part of this, or is this just
you? Haven't checked.
Well, I'll ask them. But I was asking.
No, I mean, I'm Molly's in biology, and I'm in chemistry. We were
and
actually, not that good at math. Not like Mike. I mean, he was good.
Well. Oh, anytime he was talking to you about his work, did he ever mention the puzzle? I can't remember the name of it. Did he ever mention that to you when he was talking?
No, he was he was very honest about his work. He was trying to it was Mersenne prime numbers. These huge prime numbers buried in values that were like, he said, millions of digits long. I mean, that's how big these numbers were, and he was trying to work on a way to generate these prime numbers really fast. Like distribute it over cloud. He was trying to come up with, you know, prime numbers are really important, you know, for like cryptography and a lot of other things. It's just, I think he said he was, he hit a dead end. And so he's looking back at some, he said math puzzles could be used to generate prime numbers because, you know, cryptography and all that other stuff. And so he was looking at all kinds of sources for math puzzles, like as a way to generate new algorithms for his work or something. Okay. That's about all I got. I mean, you could talk to his faculty advisor.
Actually, who was his faculty advisor?
He is... not labeled in the scenario, but Dr. Armitage, we'll call him. Dr. Bob Armitage.
No relation.
Yeah, no relation.
Evo!
So, yeah, do you have any other questions for his friends?
No, thank you. Sorry for losing him.
I just, they're just... give me a psychology check, if you want to.
Yes, crit.
No.
Hot five.
All right. Well, you realize, you know, they're being sincere in their what they were saying. They believed it, and they were genuinely, you know, this was, they never saw any signs of it, you know, of him being violent or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyways, so, all right, so you, Caleb, you go back and you start looking, doing some more research. This will take you the rest of the day. Okay. I thought your interview took a while, finding them and getting them. Claudin is an obscure figure in scientific history at best. He is mentioned in some late 16th century texts as an oddity, almost a cautionary tale, and then not at all. His name vanishes from most texts at about the time of the Dutch invasion of England in 1688, almost as if it was purposely excised. Claudin was known in Brussels as a brilliant inventor and scientist. Locally, he was held in high esteem by nobles. His papers were far and away, seen as far away as Milan. Early in his career, he focused on astronomy, mechanics, and simple machines. He developed two types of pulley designs, which enjoyed widespread use in Europe. Still, his name was clouded by his later activities. The story is basically this. A brilliant inventor from Brussels travels abroad to Asia and Africa and is corrupted by the influences of foreign science and occultism. Upon his return, Claudin was withdrawn, feverish, and some would call him mad. He defaulted on debts, was thrown into an almshouse more than once, and feverishly wrote a series of books on astronomy, Asian and African influences, sciences, and alchemy. In his last book, The Book of Many Wonders, he revealed the Laqueus, L-A-Q-U-E-U-S, a math puzzle he claimed he learned from an Arab in Constantinople in 1650. The book also claims this Arab was 600 years old and had seen the Grand Library of Neconic, wherein lies the secrets of the ancient architects of the world. His death, Claudin's death, remains a mystery. No official records record how or where he died. Last official mention of him was in his incarceration in an almshouse in summer 1561. No other record exists for him past this point. Most scholars assume he died, as many did that summer, from an outbreak of cholera which swept through Brussels, killing thousands. So, that is what you find out after culling, spending the rest of the day culling through the books. At this point, you guys have enough time to do one more thing, one more investigative track before the end of the day. What are you, the two FBI dudes, going to do?
I can go talk to Armitage. Is he still on campus, or is he gone for
yeah,
the day?
Yeah, no, he's there, obviously, to talk to investigators.
You want to come with me on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guinness. All right.
No, Armitage. Get it right, Ross.
His name is now Guinness.
God, you blush.
All right, so what do you want to ask Dr. Armitage?
When did you first meet Wade?
A year and a half ago.
So was
when
he
registered?
Was he a transfer student into this, or
yeah.
Was he? What kind of impression did you get about him when he first came?
Very, very bright, very talented, very dedicated. But not. He wasn't a lot of Matt. I know there's the stereotype of them being utterly clueless, and there are people who are like that. But Michael was—he was very focused, but he wasn't utterly inept socially. I mean, he was a little, head and shoulders above most of them. But a very bright future ahead of him.
With the classes that he was taking, for the last couple of weeks, was he either delinquent from them or just completely absent?
He punches the numbers. About a week he stopped. His attendance last couple of days, he really dropped off. He skipped class for the last 3 days before the murders.
So, did you get any call from him or try to check up on him during that time? Or
I was, it's on my to-do list. I was about to, but, sometimes students get stressed out and they need a little time to unwind, and this is college. They don't have to be in class all the time. And he was very talented, so he could have...
No, I fully understand.
He didn't need to be there every single class.
Okay. I do understand, too. It's just that depending on the student and how dedicated they are, I find it somewhat odd that they would disappear completely like that.
You're not a faculty advisor, then.
Yeah. During that time, did he also send you any kind of message, or actually receive any other email or communicate from him?
No.
Okay, or actually at one point, since it's probably going to come, bring up the puzzle with him and see if he...
Well, he hit a dead end in his work on the Mezzarine prime numbers.
The name, just to see if it sounds familiar to the professor. So.
Well, he was looking into... He had this idea that puzzles that dealt in prime numbers could be used to generate the algorithms he was looking for. So he's hitting a lot of different puzzles, a lot of different mathematical puzzles, to see if he could pull something out of them that he could use in his work.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised he would be looking into something like that. I mean.
Okay. And Tom, I think we should show him the number or no?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
No, actually, no. We better not spread it around.
Okay. That's
the prime directive.
Well, debating with that.
Oh, sorry.
I know. I know it's a prime directive, but it's debating it between will we get more knowledge from this, or will it drive this guy insane and kill us? So,
Okay.
Any questions, Agent?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right, so that's about day one of the investigation. You guys, are in adjacent rooms and are nearby each other in the same hotel, so you can meet up, or you all meet together in a diner to compare notes, away from the press, late night. So feel free to talk. What are you wanting to think?
Tomorrow I'm going into the city so I can find out what these coordinates represent.
Okay. I'm going to try to make two stops, one by the hospital to see what that's like, if there's anything the autopsies can bring up, if there's any chemicals in the system at the time or something, and also I'll go by the police station to see if I can get access into the evidence room.
Oh, well, you can. I mean, what are you going to do in the evidence room?
Well, particularly we need to get those documents out of there. That's like ASAP. So I could probably, go out, get a hard drive and format it. Format to replace it in there if necessary. Make it look like it was completely scrambled, but what about the documents themselves?
I think if you're going to do that tomorrow, I guess I'll be up pulling an all-nighter. My idea is that we have photos. We know all the books that he photocopied. I suggest we put the books and the photocopies of the books, just new copies of the books, basically. Take his copies with his annotations out, take all the photocopies with his annotations out, replace them with originals. That, as if they would just come from the library. Or...
True. Because they have... It's like they're asking enough time.
Also, while we're in there, we should definitely plant some evidence that he's had a relationship with the wife. Because that's our number one opportunity.
Well, I'll need to get access to those computers again, but I should be able to do that tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to magnetize his hard drive or something so they can't access that Google group.
So
on the computer.
Well, again, if I'm replacing the hard drive, it shouldn't be any issue. So.
Yeah, I mean nobody's looked into the Google group yet. So
do we want to investigate this first, or do we want to start destroying the evidence first? And then,
well, if we can get the evidence, I think the first thing is to cover our tracks. Then we can begin the primary investigation. So, because if nothing else, keeping this into the shadows is the most important part of it. So,
okay.
We agreed?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to spend all day hunting down books then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
And writing forged love letters. So.
All right, so you're going to...
My dearest Agnes.
All right, well, I mean, email. I mean, you're typing them up and whatever, so you can put them on the computer or what?
Yeah,
I mean, forgery would be required to actually forge handwriting and all that.
Because what's your computer skill?
None.
Okay. Tom?
56.
Computer use would be required to, forge
hand.
We could just
completely destroy the hard drive and then have an email printout, cover tear stain it, dog ear the pages. Would that work?
That could work.
That
yeah.
possibly could. So, but well, that's like we can do that tomorrow as well. So, at some point. So you work on that as long as the research. That's like our fellow FBI agent will go ahead and scope out the coordinates, and I'll go over to the police station tomorrow.
I guess I'm staying up all night writing because I got to get up in the morning find books.
Yeah,
so there's no all night orders.
Exactly.
So yeah, what do I roll to forge a convincing love tryst?
I would use psychology.
Okay.
Not one.
She feels trapped. She doesn't feel like a woman anymore. He's going to free her. They're going to run away. But no, the guilt kicks in. She has to stay with her husband. She loves her
children.
Kids too much.
And he
goes
romance.
Mad. He gets increasingly angry.
And dude, yeah, you start tearing up when you read.
Yeah, so what you basically did is
I sun dry the pages. I get salt water for tears on each individual email. I kick ass. Yes.
So you went to a drugstore and got like five romance novels and tore the pages
that's
out.
Okay, so yeah, you're like, damn, I could be writing some fucking romance novels at some bank. But no.
Check.
All right. So you spend the night doing that. The next morning, all three of you though, you start. You do have odd. Everyone, give me an idea check.
Yes.
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 You remember having odd dreams. You don't remember bits and fragments of them, but you keep seeing reoccurring numbers in them, reoccurring patterns in them. Like you're on a train, you see the clock stock at, you know, 228. You see or 212. You see other numbers appear. You know, yeah. So
shoot myself in the head.
Yeah. So. The three of you wake up and go about. So you're going
into the city.
You're going into New York City. So you're driving to New York. Are you going by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go with you.
Okay.
You got.
I got a grocery list to get. So. I'm gonna go grab a Red Bull and find as many copies of those books unannotated as I can.
Well, I mean, there's only the Book of Wonders. It's the only one that seems to have the Liquius. And you're doing all the books that he had, all the just standard
math. Well, I say we replace the standard stuff with stuff that doesn't have annotations in it.
Okay.
And then we just steal the Book of Wonders.
Well, the only thing that seems to have a lot of heavy annotations was the photocopies of the Book of Wonders. Those photocopy pages that you looked over.
So there's nothing in the regular books?
Well, there are some notes. I mean, there are like post-it notes. And,
well, that's the mission. Yeah, okay. So I will buy fresh copies of that, and I'll just tell him to when he gets there.
Okay.
Wholesale and
fresh post-it note here.
And just and considering I just faked a bunch of emails, you have to flat out destroy the hard drive or replace it.
That's not going to be a problem. So going over to I'm sure.
All right, yeah, there's a lab technician there.
The books or,
there's a lab technician working there early in the morning because obviously it's a big case. You all see footage of yourselves at various points. You two from investigating a crime scene, and you looking through the window, looking down at the dorms. Of course,
well, we were supposed to be there.
Well, you look at them, but of course, it's from such far away they can't see you. Made you out very well.
Yeah,
very well. So. All right, reporters, you have given me no choice but to use my evil eye.
Yeah. All right, so Aaron, there is one technician there, Murray, who is working over the evidence.
Murray.
Murray is,
I guess,
of course.
I'll
be in the car. I would assume so. Yeah, it would be very hard to get you in. Yeah. Murray is, you have to figure out some way, you can't freely switch the evidence out.
No, I can't get that on here. So, actually, does Murray have any, it's like coffee or anything with him right now?
Yeah, there's a mug of coffee, that is, you know, piping hot. That is, you smell the Folgers in the air. It's just,
So, that's like, how you doing? That's like, that's like John Marcello, the forensic investigator for the FBI. I'm here to go over the data evidence.
All right, yeah, you're on the list. There's a ton of it. We're processing the clothing and everything else. I mean, wow. I mean, what else can you say?
No, it's just a horrible murder in here. I'm assuming I have to sign in.
Yeah, no, you're signed in. Yeah.
But it's on there, and knock coffee over. One, two.
All right. Give me a dex times five. Oops.
Is he going to dodge a scalding? Like,
well, it's like, to see how convincing it is.
Oh, okay.
Like my real dexterity. Pretty damn. 30, made it.
Okay.
Whoops.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm just, I know that's probably heavy dry cleaning. I'll take care of that.
Maybe it's a tile floor. Oh, you're spilling it on him.
Yeah.
Well, the mug's there, but he's not drinking from it right now. I mean,
not drinking it. Well, it's knocking it over onto him, so it basically spills.
Okay.
Because I assume he's on his desk and it's sitting.
So you have to send it flying, like, what a glorious day!
On the sign-in sheet, so
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So you're knocking it over on him.
Yeah, to get him to clean up and get the hell out of
here. So your name's still there.
God damn it, and I just got that. I just brewed a fresh pot.
I'm really sorry. Listen, I'll buy you like something from Starbucks, okay?
Get it from the local bodega. I hate fucking Starbucks.
Okay, I'll definitely do that right now. I'm sorry, but yeah, I'll pay for your dry cleaning, so.
Whatever. It was an accident.
probably want to clean up.
All right, yeah.
Myself, but I'm okay here. I can get the stuff done quickly.
All right, he goes into the bathroom, so.
And how long before he comes out?
I don't know, Aaron.
Okay, first, Yeah, first, at least, because the one I can press that information. Getting into, is it just a tower machine or is it a laptop?
Yeah, it's a crappy Dell.
A crappy Dell.
It crashes.
Might as well get it.
You're down. Measure the cow punch. It's a down. Those files are safe.
Okay. Opening up quickly. It's like going past its really intricate, useless tower construction.
Okay.
And sorry, personal admin, and replacing the hard drive quickly. Just and it, I'm assuming.
Give me a computer use check and another Dex times 5 check. Mm-hmm. I thought you were just going to wipe the hard drive with a magnet.
I'm replacing Foxy, so...
Wow, that is...
Don't listen to the parapsychologist.
Well, also,
I don't know anything.
Do you realize how heavy of a magnet you really need to do to scramble it?
You... Delta Green cannot possibly get such a magnet. This is a beyond...
Ought to in the computer check.
Okay.
And made it on the Dex as well, so...
Okay, yeah. You just barely managed to slap it in there and attach it. Before and stick it into your pocket before Murray shows back up.
Yes, kind of, no silver scarab this time.
Yeah, no silver scarab this time. Just barely. So, it's like, God damn it.
I'm really sorry about that, too. It looks like it's. Oh, good grief. And start pulling up. Damn, whatever happened to this system, it looks like it's completely.
Why are you even messing with that? Like, that. Why you're not a computer tech? I thought you were like here to investigate the blood spatter patterns or the weapon or whatever.
Well, I'm a forensics and data expert from the FBI. I'm supposed to be looking over the computer information as well. So this is all the evidence that we're collecting for our part of the investigation.
Why? I mean, like, what does it have to do with the computer? Like, why is there a terrorism angle?
No, we're thinking that it's like looking at any kind of notes or psychological breakdown that they asked to pull it on here. But whatever removed this, fried it.
What do you mean it was working? Like, booted it up last night. We imaged it, too. I mean, like...
That's, like, obviously not.
Well, we'll just go. We'll get it. We'll pop. We have a virtual machine or whatever. We'll use the disk image.
Right. I'm going to need to requisition an EMP to come out of the
next. See, it's right over there, and he points over to another terminal, and you can see that they've set up a virtual machine, and like they've.
Have you even replaced the documents yet?
Yeah, yeah. No, have you? No, wait, you haven't. So while you're thinking about what to do next, Aaron.
Well, he's going to be busy, so I could probably just go on and get on the computer and just like.
What do you mean? Switching the hard drives out again?
No, not switching the hard drives, documents while I'm reading him, so...
No, you would have to distract him because he is there and he's going to notice you moving a big stack of papers around.
Sleep!
So while you're thinking about that, Aaron, Tom, you get to New York City.
I hate you.
And... you basically find that the coordinates correspond to the 24th precinct police station. Specifically, so, what do you do?
I'm going to call a worthy constituent here.
Okay.
It's like, hey.
And then your buddy has been in there for a long time. I don't know what's going on.
It's like, I'm reading Anna Karenina right now. I'm pretty good ways into it. Like, hey,
help me.
Like, was the 23rd precinct New York mentioned at any time in anything we've discovered so far?
Not to you, no.
No.
You don't have access to that.
Apparently these coordinates...
Some horrible thing didn't happen there in the past that I'm aware of? Okay.
You can give me a luck check.
A what?
You can give me a what?
A luck check. Give me a luck check, Caleb.
Oh, no. 99.
Okay. How about me?
Nope.
Oh, come on, man.
Nope.
All right, yeah.
Andrew Jackson here says I could probably make one.
Andrew Jackson says, hey, you killed Cthulhu.
No, I want to be... Can I replace Cthulhu as the new Cthulhu?
That's going to... Ben Franklin's going to need to help with
that. Ben Franklin says hi.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't... Anyways, yeah. 24th precinct.
Interesting.
Yeah. Give me an idea check.
Yes.
Okay. You never... you realize you haven't looked up into the weapon yet. So you pull up your laptop or whatever, and you look it up, and they've traced the serial number on it. Serial number, of course, being 202...
Oh, it was a police shotgun.
202-2998. And yes, it is a police shotgun, registered, purchased, sold to the state of New York in the summer of 1959, was relocated to 24th Precinct in New York City as a utility weapon. It is still there, according to the...
I'm going to go inside.
Okay. There's the desk sergeant there. It's like,
yes, I'm investigating the murders upstate.
You mean in New Jersey?
New Jersey, across the river. Sorry.
There's eight less of them!
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, the killer math nerd or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I saw that. What's that have to do with us?
Apparently, the murder weapon is, according to records, supposed to be in this very building.
Okay.
I would very much like to know how this would be possible.
Okay. Eventually, you, after talking to them, going through some paperwork.
Yeah, my badge.
Yeah, yeah. The badge, and like, okay, blah, 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 blah. They locate it. It is supposed to be in a... They find it in the basement. You know, there's a box, a wooden crate, supposed to be have all the five Remington 870s in there. You look at it, and
one's missing.
One is missing.
I'm gonna need to know anyone that could have had access to this box.
Sure. All right. So you start processing, trying to figure out how the fuck Michael Way got his hands on this particular shotgun. So that will give me, let's see here, give me, I thought it was good. I know, I'm just a horrible monster.
You are.
Go and give me a spot hand check, that'll just do that.
68.
Alright.
Yes.
Alright, so you start piecing the things together, that'll take you a while to do those, so.
That's my morning and afternoon.
Basically. So anyways, back at the,
Can I read the photocopied book while I'm in the car and see if I can get anything else out of it?
Sure.
What would I have to roll? I'm going to try and
understand. Give me an occult check.
I'm going to try and understand the gist of it.
Sure.
Yeah, I make it.
Okay. Give me an idea check, too.
Yeah, I make it.
You start reading through it, and you find that there are notes on there, and... you get a cold chill on your spine as you see there's a date on it, today's date, and you look at the time. It's the time right now. And then there's a string of the numbers, and you reckon you it takes your second, you realize it's your social security number.
It's my social security number?
Yes. Wee. And there's a latitude and longitude coordinate on that. You quickly pull it up with your smartphone, and you find out it's your home address. And at the end of it, there's a little, there's this message. Hello. Give me a sanity check.
Finally.
I mean,
is he in the room right now checking this out?
So I gotta get under it? Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't make that.
No.
Oh, that's a 10.
Yeah,
okay.
You made it.
Right.
You made it.
Yeah. Okay. You lose one sanity point as you get a cold chill down your spine. You break out in a sweat and you start looking around, seeing if anyone's around you. Because this was written weeks ago. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
That's what you find out from reading the notes. After you can keep on reading it, keep trying to figure it out more of it. But that'll take you some time. Aaron, what are you going to do?
Okay, since he's... That's, the next thing I was going to do before trying to get the documents is get the Ridgeway family's computers, boot them up, and see first if there is any information.
Are they there, too?
They should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First, see both of them if there's anything linking the two, Way and this family at all, if any kind of email communications, groups, or specifically that math Google group is
give me a computer use check.
Yay. on five.
You spend an hour or two to exhaustively search through everything, and you conclusively conclude there is absolutely no connection between Michael Way and the Ridgeways.
Okay, so
until you plant that letter.
Yeah, exactly. Letters, yeah.
So we plant the letter, but other than that's like, but there's not. So as far as we can tell, they were random victims or chosen by that number.
Well, actually, you do. Are you going to keep looking
in the book?
Yeah,
I guess I have. Well, I have to at this point.
Keep going.
yeah, you do find eventually find another. You find another series of numbers. And basically, you find them coordinates to the Ridgeway's house. And let's see here. And you realize he. Let's see here. Yeah, he shot them basically because of the numbers. Their connections between the numbers. And in fact, you find a series of social security numbers and a series of license plates transcribed in the turned into numbers and bank account numbers and other things. And you find out they add up to the numbers altogether, add up to these series of numbers. To your horror, of course, you realize that those, for totaling their social security numbers, their license plates with numbers for letters, bank accounts, and mortgage numbers will total. 9920 229 989 212 333. So yeah, there are the sequence basically. So yeah.
All right.
There's some sort of odd predictive ability.
Mass
or,
text.
Yeah.
That
Well, you're in the same room with me, aren't you? With
no,
he's
car,
outside.
In the car. I can't be in there. Okay. So among other things. The Ridgeways were picked because of the notes in that text. There's other social security numbers as well. I'm going to send those.
Yeah.
And because I can't look them up.
Yeah.
And we really need to get that original photocopy document out of evidence.
Okay.
Oh, no way.
Look around, sir. I actually text you back. Okay. I should be able to...
Cool story, bro.
Okay. Smiley face.
Okay. You. And that's like... And look around. Actually, look around to... okay, what was his name again? I can't remember.
Murray.
Murray's an old man in its name. What was this? Murray! What? Look at Murray. That's like, Murray, what was the kind of coffee you take?
I like it like I like my women. Black.
Oh! See you later, Murray!
You're on a government list now.
Oh.
Yeah.
But there's, that's like, okay. Need you to get a black coffee from the shop across the way. Bring it in.
Isn't even there. I'm just going to be a coffee delivery boy.
You're in the car. You said you were in the car.
Your car parked across the way.
He has no idea.
In fact, you see that there is a another news, camera crew pulling up to the station. They're going to be obviously going to try and badger the police for more information.
And so,
I see this.
Yeah, you see it since you're outside. And your geo.
All right, I'm really worried that he's not going to get the crazy document that I'm reading on my camera.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you how it's going in there.
Fine, I need a distraction. Please get the coffee.
Okay.
What?
They have a coffee machine there.
I don't understand your plan.
You're going to spill more coffee on it?
For the first time.
Make it ring!
It's like an R. Kelly video. Except for coffee.
I'm with the police.
I'm going to text back coffee W2F. I'm on the distraction and figure something out myself.
But I didn't,
you're up, yeah.
I didn't join the secret illegal government conspiracy to get you coffee. It's a night at the opera, not a day at Starbucks.
This guy to turn his head for a little bit so I can basically...
I think I got something, but...
Okay, then come in and do it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right, yeah, let's see this. I'd like to see... What do you got?
Oh, Kyle's not up?
Well...
I'm investigating the source of the gun.
Okay.
Ross wants to do this.
Yeah, I want to see how this works out.
All right, what news station are they from?
They are from the Channel 6 News. The
what's the crazy paranormal news?
I'm April. Is it April O'Neil?
That's a basic.
Is it April O'Neil with Channel 6 News? Is that what it is,
yeah.
Ross?
Phenomics. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I pretend with my camera to be. Because they got a picture of me, but it's blurry, so they're probably not going to recognize me on site.
True, so.
So I figure I pretend I'm from Phenomex.
Force your way
into
the evidence
room. And then I'm going to force my way into the evidence room. And then, in turn, PAC Journalism, they will follow me, and there will be a gigantic media circus that Murray will have to leave and deal with.
Okay, good.
That's my plan.
Okay, I like that. So.
Okay.
I was thinking of dealing on the small scale, but the large scale approach works.
If that
too.
Doesn't work, we're going the No Country for Old Men route. I'm blowing up the Geo in the parking lot and just walking away.
KF, Anton.
Subtle. all right, so you walk inside the station.
Snapping pictures furiously.
Yeah. All right, it's like, yeah, can I help you? Excuse me, sir.
Tom Smith, Phenomex. What, do you have any comments about the child killing that's recently in New Jersey?
Okay, give me a fast talk check.
Oh, God. I have nothing. No.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Like, I don't see any press credentials. You do see, though, shortly after you, the news crew comes barging in there. And you see Enrico Suave, who is a... well-known local anchor who's very charismatic and very, persuasive.
Are they in the room yet?
Yeah.
They're just entering?
Yeah. They're following after.
I'm going to say that you can't restrict my rights. It's freedom of the press, First Amendment.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make a stick.
Okay. Give me appearance times 5.
Appearance?
Yeah. What's your appearance?
11.
Okay.
11, so yeah. 55?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd six.
Okay. Yeah, you're making a hell of a scene, and it's very photogenic and very great television. As Enrico starts yelling questions, why are you restricting his freedom of the press? Why? What's going on here? What are you trying to cover up? What are you holding back?
I'm going to try and move further into the building to get as many cops on me as possible.
Give me a dex times 5 check.
We're going to have to pay your bail. 10.
10.
Okay, yeah, you wiggle and you're getting really far in and pretty, as all the other police are like, what the fuck is going on?
I like this plan. I'm excited to be part of it.
So the
it's better than the coffee method. Yeah. Die! It's slightly warm!
Eric, give me a luck check.
No.
All right.
Murray stays where the hell he is.
No, Murray hears it. He says, oh, man, you should go deal with that.
I'm not part of this precinct. I'm not part... Actually, yeah, how long ago? Persuade, I'm not part of this precinct, and I don't...
And I fucked this guy's wife, so I don't
like,
know.
And my gun's in my car.
What?
Why did you say the one additional thing that makes your story completely improbable? You're doing just fine.
I can't.
And then it veers off.
Stop fighting.
Oh god.
No.
Okay.
Here comes my silver scarab.
A gun? A gun? Just talk him on. Tell him, we don't, you're part of, you're an FBI.
No, I'm hardcore.
Wait, he wanted to just pull his gun openly in the precinct. That's not going to make Murray think that he should probably handle this instead of this guy?
You don't need a gun? Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Give me another one.
I don't want the gun-toting psychopath out in the hallway dealing with whatever this is. I think he passed that check by failing it miserably.
give me a one check. With another, right. Another.
You're backwards logic there with my.
That was awesome logic.
made that luck check.
All right, yeah. Like, in fact, I'll go. Yeah, I'll go and deal with this. So Murray comes out, and you're quickly told to get the hell out, or you'll be arrested. In fact, they, you know, grab you, pull your arm, put your arm around your back, and start.
Come see the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah, Enrico is first yelling at them. It's just a big scene as they're fuck it, we're doing it live. As
all right, I'm gonna go because I just want to keep the camera.
Is this a
yeah?
It must be a Dex times five to get all the materials.
And
oh
you're
yeah,
just switching a bag. You just
yeah.
15, yes.
Okay, you switched them.
And also, before I add to anything else, a camera in the evidence room, is it one that's just basically pointing towards the entrance or pointing toward the cage itself?
The surveillance camera?
Yes.
There isn't one in the lab.
There's not one in the evidence room?
Well, it's a lab.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but last thing I need to do while they're doing that, see, that's like, and then you say, it was just a general terminal with the image on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
they imaged it first thing.
Yeah. So, it's gonna be too... It's gonna
you
be
have
too,
a gun!
In a car!
You can just brute force... You can just, Del Tree C, or whatever. You can just tell it to delete it. If you want to be, not subtle about it.
Yeah, but subtle's not gonna, what we're going to have to be doing right now.
Yeah,
so
this is
time,
real subtle.
How much...
Your face is now on the news, connected to it as an extremist or some sort of nutbag blogger. Who
on Phenom X. Yeah.
Actually.
Well, that'll be disproved shortly. It's like, who was this weird man? What is his real agenda?
That's what I identified myself.
Who is this mysterious man?
Yeah, anyway.
They
clearly doesn't have a gun.
It'd probably be a luck check. If looking on his email when we're, or just the accounts when we had access to him, would I have been a chance to come across like a virus email?
Check? Give me a luck check.
Made it. 39. Okay.
Here are those stamps you wanted.
Yeah, there are. Like, I'm a Nigerian prince selling you Photoshop for $5.
Oh,
yeah, here's some porn. Click on the screensaver.
Assholes with arms in them.
Make money in minutes. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Okay, go ahead and open up the internet connection on that image. And
it's not connected to the internet.
No, it's like that terminalism.
No, why would it be connected to the internet?
Is that email in a safe file then on Outlook or?
No, it's just on it's a local saved copy. Obviously, the other would be in the
Ross.
Copy.
As an expert, he'd obviously carry a large collection of viruses on disks with him at all times.
Yeah.
So you can partially disable it with the virus.
And that's all due.
All right.
Could have brought a fucking magnet, but.
No.
20 made it, so.
Because it's just damaged on that particular terminal. They didn't make a network backup of it yet.
Okay, so I've taken care of it. So it's...
No, you just did the virus.
Yeah,
like you're maybe. You don't know how effective it's going.
Dude, Zippo lighter and a spray can.
Yeah, there are magnets in the lab. It is a lab. It's one of those science things. Because scientists love magnets.
Gonna get it like five.
Because they know how they work.
God damn it! It's five warm magnets.
They piss off juggalos.
It's warm with science.
Yeah. So are you gonna magnetize it?
Fine. I'll get like the five most powerful magnets they have in there and clamp them on.
Just throw them on the back and get out.
All right. You magnetize it. The screen goes black pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Of course, you do realize now that you have to go to the Columbia servers if you really want to get all those emails out or destroy any traces of his email account.
Okay, but that's a trial for another day. Also.
Yeah, true.
until it becomes difficult.
Exactly. So the two of you are off. Tom. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting in the Geo and driving the hell out of
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to the police.
Media blitz, really?
And as I'm with police, I'm wondering, I wonder what my teammates are doing.
I was just trying to screw with the one.
Surely
guy.
They are.
The coffee plan. Didn't work.
You didn't give the coffee plan a chance.
Shit.
Phase one worked perfectly.
How was the the here's how the coffee plan would have worked. You're like, here, I'm here to deliver coffee for the people for Murray. Hi, I'm the desk sergeant. I'll take that coffee and deliver it for you.
No. I have to deliver it face to face.
No, you are.
It's government.
I take my work very seriously.
I do have a gun.
I do not understand the intricacies.
It's government coffee.
You're welcome.
You and your plans.
You're welcome.
Anyways, all right. The police, recently on the day of the murders, in fact, the weapon was one of an allotment of weapons moved off-site for pipe replacement in the basement of the 24th Precinct. The weapons were moved out of a storage locker box and then moved to the precinct parking lot, where policemen watched the pile of weaponry for the day as the work was completed. At 5:53 p.m., the weapons were moved back downstairs and signed for it. Nothing odd was noted. The policeman who was watching it all day was Sergeant Marvin Herrera, a 19-year veteran. He seems pretty up for it, and he says he has no idea how the weapon disappeared. He never left the box as intended without trading off with another officer.
Did anyone approach the boxes?
Not that I saw. No, of course not. There was a minute. I did step away for like a minute. A squad car collided with a small dog at the east entrance for the parking lot. For like, you know, I was away from the box for like a couple minutes, less than five.
Were there cameras out there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
let's just go back and take a look, shall
okay.
we?
All right, give me a spot hit.
Hold on, let me get
Aught six. I critted that.
You see all.
No, Ross. Like, wait.
It's like pause. Enhance.
Yeah. It's zoom. Enhance. Zoom. Enhance. Let's use the enhance algorithm. And it's like HD. You can see every pore on his face. You know. You see Michael Way on the front entrance camera waiting across the street 20 minutes. For 20 minutes. And then Way is standing holding an obviously empty gym bag, and it seems checks his watch many times before suddenly crossing the street to the west parking lot entrance 15 seconds before the dog appears on the other camera and is struck by the police cruiser. But Way had no way of seeing the dog or being able to tell that would happen. I mean, there are different cameras or different, you know, from just the way the angles work out. On the parking lot camera, Herrera stands and heads towards the commotion while less than 5 seconds later, Way walks into the tarps covering the weapons boxes, uncovers them, removes a claw hammer from his windbreaker, pries open a box, removes the shotgun, replaces the lid in less than a minute. He restores the tarp before stepping off camera with the shotgun in the bag. This took place at 9:21 a.m., which is, you realize, noted on the notes that you saw yesterday. Herrera returns a few minutes later, sits down on the folding chair, and unaware that Way was ever there. When you realize, look at the time, and you realize the precision with this. I mean, Way had no way of predicting the dog would do that. He had no way of seeing the dog, and he had no accomplices, but that you could tell. So go ahead and give me a sanity check.
Yes.
You lose one sanity as you realize that the only way they could possibly explain this is that he predicted that this would happen and chose the exact window, a window of mere seconds, in order to walk in there, grab the shotgun, and walk away without being detected by any of the many policemen who were there.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
I didn't send you a text.
What does the text say?
I told him that he, among other things, the victims were found in the annotations of the text, and I sent him a bunch of social security numbers to check.
And I will text back what I just
said. FBI schools.
And I will text back.
Check that on the way while we're driving.
I will text back.
No, we're not driving. I didn't wait for you. You're going to have to call a cab. I got in the GO, and I peeled out because I didn't want to get arrested with a camera that had all of our
car. I mean, you have an FBI card, so.
and I'm going to text you back what I just found out.
Oh, okay. So I'll text you about what happened to me. Like, he said hello to me in it.
Lol.
And then we need to know who everyone on that list is. Are they the victims? Are they people we haven't met yet? Who are the Social Security numbers on there?
That was of the Ridgeway family. You find that out, the two of you easily.
Yeah, so it's all the Rude West?
Yeah. So.
And nobody else, like, no other readers are on it? No.
Have you told us about your socials showing up? Or?
Yeah, I just told him.
So. You're dead, man.
7 days.
What the hell is going on?
Dude, it's obviously weird crap. Like hence what
weird crap. That's both brilliant and dumb. I mean, like,
that's just good roleplay.
Yeah, I mean, that's
pretty hard. This shit is down.
The system is down.
Okay. So, what are each of you going to do?
Well, now we know how
you've added in the evidence of the love letters. You've added the...
And we've removed the evidence from...
Well, you've destroyed his email, or you've destroyed his computers. You need to go to Columbia and to make sure that they can't corroborate the emails. But other than that, you haven't. You can keep reading the book and try and learn more about the about this Laqueous equation.
I'm going to do that if I can figure out any more.
Give me the cult check.
And I will head off to Columbia.
I'm back at the hotel now. I'm not reading while I'm driving, right?
Right.
Shit. No. I didn't make it.
Okay. This shit is hard.
Math is hard!
You can... Yeah, basically, yeah. It's very hard for you because you don't have a strong background in math.
Well, so. There is that chick from Langley showing up.
Yeah, true. She's apparently working the case. You could talk to her.
Dr. Sarah Comics, a cryptography specialist.
Is she being sent from
Langley? So
she's an FBI crypto analyst.
She's FBI, or she
does Langley? She's FBI.
Langley would be CIA. Langley CIA.
Where do the FBI train?
Quantico.
Okay, sorry. She's from Quantico, then. I get those. I thought they were both in the same town.
No,
they're not. They're both in Virginia, though.
Well, you see, it's the same state. Anyway, so yeah. But now this takes hours, you know, for you to figure this out. Especially you, it takes a while to trace down and figure out where that weapon was and all that other stuff. So it's getting later in the day of day two. And what are all of you going to do? You are sort of up to date, all synced up with each other. You could try and discuss what you think the theory is, what you think is going on.
Well, obviously it has some sort of predictive capabilities with the number, and
but also the numbers seem to be telling him to do stuff too.
Yeah, sure.
Or at least pointing him to in the right direction per se, or the completely wrong one.
But my question is, if he can predict me reading it, and he can predict the exact time to go
that a dog's
going to get killed and to go get a shotgun, why would he do that? Or furthermore, why would Claudin get caught in a mental institution and
Almhouse for
killed in a cholera epidemic if he knew it was going to happen?
Because yeah, this is it's just too precise of an extreme to go do this. Because if he was just going to murder somebody, that's like
it's a shotgun. Murder. He could buy a shotgun and walk away with it from the store that day.
Yeah,
this is true. So you do have your orders from Delta Green.
You've accomplished 2/3 of it.
Well, have you... Let's see. You said you were wanting to look at the group?
I guess I'll call Acel and see if they have, like, cyber warfare or anything.
But these two can look it up with computer use.
Can they attack the Google? Oh, they can?
No, I did not get it.
And I did not get it either. So, okay. We fail now.
We suck.
Can I look up anything about the locks puzzle?
Well, you do the
Laqueous or whatever.
Laqueous equation.
Yeah.
You kind of know all that you have.
And all there is about it.
Yeah, because online sources don't have much of that. And also, it's only kind of what he's written in the book. which is the problem. Although we still haven't checked his email system completely, so I can head over briefly head over to Columbia and see if I can get access
to it. At the same time, you can get rid of the evidence there.
True.
What evidence is that going?
His emails on the client.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You do get the list of them. You didn't need to check for the computer separate to get the... see if you can figure out a way to delete the information, because he did send the equation to the Google group. But the Google group had 12 members. You do get their email addresses. You can try and track them down to see who they really are.
Okay. So I'll do that. How many members are there in total?
12.
Okay.
And they are majestic.
Okay. And would that be a library use or computer use to track that information?
Either one.
Okay. I'm going with computer since that's higher.
All right.
No.
Can I do that?
Yes.
I'm going to be in that hotel continuing to read the thing.
Okay.
I got it by only 4, but I got it.
All right, so it'll take you the rest of day 2 to track down these names, but you find the 12 names. Kelly Castleman, 29, a math teacher in a high school in Montana, Brinkman, Montana. Ben Fell, let's see here. You know what? I will cut this out so you can just look at it.
Thank you.
Yay!
Go riding!
Printouts are the work of the devil.
Oh, they are.
I didn't say I didn't like the devil. I like the devil.
Sigh.
God. Ruin everything, Tom.
All right. Surf. Anyways.
Okay.
All right, so that's what you guys do for the rest of day 2. Except for you, you're reading the book.
Should I make another check?
Yeah.
I make this one. 23.
All right, give me a sanity check.
All right.
I don't even know why yet. Okay.
You'll find out. You always find out.
No.
Okay.
Fail the shit out of that. 73. All
right, you lose 4 points of sanity. You can't. You realize to you're suddenly, you've never been more glad you suck at math than you are now, because you realize you can't fully understand the beauty of it. But you think what it is that this is a, if the universe was a mathematical puzzle, the sequence is the answer. And if you understood math better, you could use that to understand the universe better. To understand the true nature of reality. And you realize, of course, you start seeing the numbers everywhere. When you turn on the TV, the lotto numbers. You see the times. You see them in random strings.
The NASDAQ ticker,
yeah, that's a good one. So your own birthday is part of the sequence.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going nuts.
Even your underwear.
A little bit, yeah.
Even your own underwear, inspected by
46. Unfortunately, you can't. You realize you don't have the mathematical knowledge to, in order to decipher it, to actually predict things with it.
Even your underwear, inspected by 46.
Yeah.
You can never wear underwear again.
So that's what the three of you are due for the rest of the night. You track down those 12 people. Who they are.
Actually, one of them, Tia Markell, actually lives in New York City.
This is true.
We could go speak to her directly.
Yeah. I'd say. Although, it's like also probably it'd be interesting to look up. Although, did we get a full transcript of the last emails that he sent out? Or were they any of these people specifically?
What?
The last
email to that Google group was the equation. No one has replied since.
Okay, and
it's a group that's just not seen much activity.
Okay, and also, but did he email any of these people specifically on this one?
Nope.
Just to the group.
Just to the group
itself, okay.
So I say tomorrow morning we go check out this Tia Markell.
Okay.
Can do.
So all three of you?
Yeah, why not? Let's just want to stay here. We keep reading.
I don't think I will. So on the drive, I'm going to explain to them that I think that this equation
is
some sort of the X factor for all
all physical phenomenon on Earth, and that my inability to not understand it is the only thing protecting me. So that all of these people in this group are particularly dangerous to themselves or others. Which is
so you think this is giving this is somehow giving the universal enlightenment or insanity at this point?
What's the difference?
It depends on what you call it. I mean,
yeah. Besides, what's the difference between those two?
If you knew everything that was going to happen or had the potential to know everything that was possibly going to happen, you would essentially be divorced from the human condition. I mean, you'd be unstuck in time. All morality, any kind of psychological routines you had would instantly be upset. I mean, I don't know.
You know what full probability.
I don't know if the number itself is making him do something, or if
he's
or
fine.
If just the knowledge alone is too much to handle. But that's my.
It's too hot to handle.
And that's all I'm going to read of it.
It's too hot to handle.
So
people
if you think that it's like he killed himself to basically.
But why did he kill that family?
That's the question.
Because their numbers,
number was up.
I
mean, did he kill the family, or did he regard himself as having to kill the family because that's what the number? I mean, if you believe in this and you understand it, you've essentially divorced yourself from free will.
Mm-hmm.
That would make you go nuts. And I'm done reading this, and I don't think anyone else should read it ever.
This is a good. This is a very good idea. As you're on your way there,
let's go do some double Immelmans.
Everyone, give me a luck check.
Yes.
Yes.
Hell no.
Okay. You fail your luck check because you decided to lie. Stop getting stimuli because you keep seeing those fucking numbers and you don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah.
But the two of you both get a Google. Were smart enough to do or dumb enough to get a Google News alert for the names in question, the Google groups. And there has been another spree killing in Modesto, California.
And that would be
Julius Sward.
A family of four has died under mysterious circumstances and suspicious circumstances. And Julius Sward is
the perpetrator.
He appears to have killed them and then himself.
Do I know about
and
this?
And then his house was set on fire.
Are they going to tell me about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Read some more of that book.
Roughly get up. Can I pick up anything off the numbers and just the basic news reports that match the sequence?
Oh, yes.
I don't even make a roll for it. I just see
No, it. You just see it. You don't have to. In fact, you lose another sanity. You're giving another sanity.
God damn it, Ron.
How much sanity do you have?
I got to make a check?
Yeah.
Roll your current sanity. Nope.
No.
All right. You only lose one.
Lucky bastard.
But both of you two actually give me a sanity check too.
No.
Zip. Zero. I
have like a condition.
Both
yet?
Lose two. No, it's either five in one go or a fifth of your sanity in an hour of game time or less.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, but it's been spread over a period of days.
Game over, man. Game over. It's the number, man.
Anyways.
Who was it? What was his job?
He was a physics student in house husband in Modesto, California.
And where are we going?
We're going to see Tia Markell. She lives in New York City.
A math dabbler? I mean,
yep.
I guess, but your ability to understand it has to determine your. I mean, we got physics students. We have gifted mathematicians.
Computer scientist, a math and chess enthusiast. Well, he's German, though.
But still, and everybody connected into either a game or a profession or a hobby that involves math.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's got a, what was his name?
Tia Markell.
Tia. Tia has an apartment in New York City, and you can find yourselves there after a few hours. What do you do?
FBI, ma'am, or sir, whatever.
That
sounds like a woman's name.
Yeah. The door cracks. It's ajar.
Tia Markell?
You don't hear a response.
Is it the door just cracks open?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone on the other side?
No.
Is there any closed?
Okay, so like we do the like do the knocking, you know, just actually push the door open.
Push the door open. It's darkened in there.
Like FBI, hello. Check the lights.
The light bulbs are.
Of course it is.
Yeah, pulling. Yeah, it's like.
It's like, oh, cock slap. Here we go.
Gun.
I'm staying in the hallway.
You do watch our back.
Train for this shit.
Okay, flashlights.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
It's daylight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like curtains over the windows?
Yeah. Actually, they've been taped shut. There's newspaper all over them.
Oh, that's never a good sign.
And there are numbers. There's a lot of things circled in Sharpie markers.
All right. I want like full sweep of the apartment.
Right.
Okay. So you two start going through it. Both of you give me spot hidden checks.
No.
Odd eight.
Okay. Aaron, you look at the newspaper that's been taped to the windows. You look in there. The numbers are being circled. Numbers that you now recognize quite easily as part of the sequence. And you realize this, you get a sinking sensation that this is, Tia is looking for a target.
Are they corresponding to social
Caleb,
again?
You're out in the hallway.
Yeah.
Give me a listen check.
Hope you have your stun gun out.
It's on me. It's not out. I'm trying not to even look around. A listen check?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's double zero.
Print the hell out of it.
No, that's bad.
That's bad?
That's very
bad. Oh, that's 100, isn't it? Yeah, I don't listen to anything.
You hear...
I got my iPod in.
Yeah, you're totally oblivious.
Listening to number stations, right?
Yeah, something. Number stations, yeah. That's you don't want to listen to those.
Like, it's a good beat.
You feel something pressed against your back. Something cold and metal.
Is that a plumber's pipe?
You hear, you see a small woman, her hair is covering her eyes and she's sort of looking down, and she's mumbling something. You can't hear it. She's pointing the gun at your back. What do you do?
I'm going to recite the sequence. The numbers.
she steps back and looks at you. Her eyes wide with horror, and she holds the gun, a little Saturday Night Special, and you see she's got a backpack on and bulky clothing, and just what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? And she drops it and just starts running away from you.
She just ran. Okay.
Do we hear that?
You hear.
Piss myself.
Both of you give me.
Go.
Both of you give me listen checks.
I hear the shit out of that.
Same here.
Two.
You hear 11. Yeah, some sort of commotion going on out in the hallway.
Run out.
All right. You run out and both see. Yeah, you see him shaking with fear. There's a gun on the ground. And you see someone just as she goes down the stairs.
All right, I'm taking off after.
Okay, Dex times 5.
Ah, 12.
Alright, she's going to die. Alright, she's very fast, though. You're keep it up with her.
Bath dabbler, but avid triathlete.
Anyway.
And parkour runner as well.
So you're running after her. She's screaming, what's the... She's just running down there.
And I'm
running.
Middle of the New York street?
No, the stairwell.
The stairwell of the apartment. Getting to the street. What about you?
No, I'm not keeping up, so...
Okay. You're falling behind. You're doing... You're there, you know. Recover. And you hear the phone ring going in the apartment.
Damn it.
Go answer it. I'm a little busy.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up the gun first, but yeah, I'll go.
Okay, you go in the apartment. You see the numbers. And this is... yeah. All right, so the two of you start chasing after. What was I going to say? Okay, you get out to the street and give me another check.
Yes, made this one.
Made mine.
Okay.
How's she doing?
She runs out. She trips, though, and nearly gets hit by a bus, but it just misses her.
Pull her,
she's, you're on the other side of the bus. Like, a bus gets in between the two of you. If it weren't for that, you'd be able to grab her. But she starts... she looks at you. She starts... Well, you know, the bus is going by. What do you do? Just wait for it to pass?
No, immediately just try to run around it.
Okay, so you're running around it. What about you? You're behind him, but you see the same thing.
Okay.
I should have brought the taser.
Yeah.
Looking around, is actually, would that be spot hidden to see if there's another way I can get around her?
Not through a bus, I would think.
Or actually, since...
Yeah, leap on top of the bus, run on the roof of the bus.
I would say we probably don't, we don't have the understanding of the number that he does at this point, so, or would we?
I've never even looked at them.
No, you've seen them. They were on the...
Oh, yeah.
You probably have, you probably have to look up the number.
But you've
burned into my mind.
But you've
described
the effects, though, that you're thinking about. And would you consider it an intelligence or an idea check to keep that, to start running that to see if it'll give me an advantage?
Yeah, think long and hard about that number.
Let's see here. We,
I'm going crazy.
One of the characters has physics. Which one of you? Do you have physics?
I don't think so.
Not I.
Oh, no, I do have physics.
Give me a physics check. Ooh. That's close enough.
That's going to be hard. But I made it, 13.
Sprinting helps.
Don't be so happy about making those rolls, man.
Yeah. Give me... you look at the numbers on the bus and the street sign, and you start looking at all the numbers that are around you, and you get this... You feel the sinking sensation, and you realize where she has been and what she's gotten. You just have this sense that you know what it is. You get the call. Yeah, this is, hi, I'm looking for, Tia. What was her last name?
Markel.
Markel? I'm looking for Tia Markel. Caleb.
Hello? She's out at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah, I'm having a problem with her license, number here. It's her licensing. It seemed like a valid license, but it went through the system the first time, but now we're getting an error. Like, she's not a properly licensed demolitions expert, or her license has been revoked or something. We need to clear this up before we can. We might have to. You know, I'm sure there's just a paper foul up, but. I mean,
can I have a number, like, in a company name, where she can call you back?
Yeah, this is Forsyth Demolitions, and our number is 212, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And I assure you everything's okay, but we do a lot of orders here. Which one specifically was it?
Well, she ordered, you know, these blasting caps and these charges for a new job, and she just picked them up.
How many?
Let's see here, 24 charges.
I'm just gonna drop the phone and go sprinting after them while dialing my phone.
Can I catch up?
Anyways, Aaron, you get a sense that there's gonna be something very bad happening very soon.
Can I how far in range is she of the gun?
The bus is between us right now.
The bus is still... This is when you're stopping on the bus and you start seeing the patterns.
And I'm running around the bus.
Yeah, you're running around the bus.
You essentially crippled yourself by learning
about it. I know, I probably
have. But now you begin to see the patterns and you see what she's about to do, that she's about to cause an incredibly violent thing. You do have a choice, though. And that choice is to keep crunching the numbers and to go further, and you think you might be able to see a flaw in it and see a way to stop it. Of course, you have to process so much more, but you just have a split second, so you either let it be or try and see...
He's running after and has more of the adjectives. I'll process it.
So you are processing. Give me another physics check. Double percentage.
Phone's going
to ring. Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Me?
Hold on.
You said double percentage?
Yeah.
No, didn't make it.
Okay. You panic, because you get a phone call, and it's just like, what the fuck? Anyways, Tom, you run over to the behind the bus as it passes. You see she's on crouching on the ground. She's pulled. She's got something. She's getting something out of her backpack. You're about two bus lengths back, basically. You know, 30 feet, 50, 40, 50 feet. What do you do? There's a couple of cars, but, you know, they see people running out of the street. Cars are, you hear skids.
I'm actually going to run through brakes. It's like, don't do it! I'm just running toward her, but screaming, don't do it! Whatever!
Okay. Aaron?
Trying to, you know.
Nobody's picking up their phone.
No, Aaron just picked up his phone.
Oh, okay.
So what are you going to say?
She's got blasting caps. 24 blasting caps.
What, charges?
Charges?
Yeah.
God,
you didn't say of what, but you assume it's probably so, that.
Yeah,
probably TNT or
yeah.
I'm a parapsychologist. I just know that's bad.
Yeah.
Look over. Actually, Tom was your character's name again?
Martin Birch.
I just scream over Martin. Take her down.
I'm already screaming and running, rushing towards.
Yeah, you are.
His phone's ringing.
Well, I'm not going to hear it.
Yeah, he's running and yelling. Give me a Dex times 5 check. This is probably when you want to fail.
That I want to fail?
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't.
Okay. You start running very close to her. Aaron, give me one last physics check.
Double again?
Yeah.
Don't smile like that, you asshole. Made it.
Okay. Your choice is simple, to let the charges detonate or to take an action and stop her beforehand. But once you stop her, you'll be changing the chains. You'll be causing a chain in causality, and you have no idea what the repercussions of it are going to be,
but I know
particularly to yourself.
But I know what the immediate repercussions are going to be for everybody else, so changing causality.
Okay. You do so, and you realize if you start saying the numbers in a certain order, not in the exact order, but by interrupting, you know, every third number, then going on, you start yelling, reciting the numbers to her, and you don't even realize you're drawing your own weapon at the same time. She stops, looks at you. She gets out. You see this is, you know, happening in slow-mo, obviously. you're still in the apartment. You're rushed out to the window to look in the street below, and you see this going on out of taser range, unfortunately. You're not sure you'd want to taser her anyway.
Don't taser, bro.
And you fire Aaron without even realizing it. And the hand and the shot hits her in the hand, perfectly stopping her from detonating it. And it goes to the ground. And yeah. Give me a sanity check.
Made it, actually.
Okay.
So, how much do I lose?
You lose one sanity.
Kind of amazed, so just standing there with my gun.
And Tom, you grab her and keep her.
Actually, down to the ground, cuffs on. Yeah. And of course,
she's just mumbling. What's the answer? What's the answer?
At that point,
what's the answer?
Then I am going to look into the bag.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. Charges that would have.
So
if you just
like ran to it out, it's like a trash bag, a backpack.
It's a backpack.
Oh, okay.
I told you she had a backpack on.
Okay. What was she near? Like, what was she going to blow up?
Well, you'd have to figure
out. The street.
If you want to figure out her chain of logic, you can try and process the numbers further, but.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I'm whipping my phone out, calling, you know, like, we need a bomb squad down here.
Yeah, you call it. It becomes a huge scene.
I'm going to call ASAL and tell him to round up everyone on that list.
Okay.
Okay, and I called him up just to say we stopped it.
All right, and
let me mark her down.
So, she gets in custody. The bomb squad disarms it, and Aaron, you don't even have to make a check. You realize she was going to, as soon as she saw someone said the numbers to her, she had to blow herself and everything up around her up.
She was. Adhering to to that chain of causality,
yeah.
And that's why she.
But it kept her from shooting me in the back.
Yeah.
It kept
yeah.
But what have we done?
Exactly.
The thing is, I don't know. All I know is I stopped an explosion.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
So, Aaron, yeah, you are feeling quite edgy, though. In fact, both of you two give me psychology checks.
Yes.
Oh, mommy.
No.
Well, I fought the law and I won, so.
Yeah, Aaron is very off. He is looking very paranoid, very uneasy with himself, squirming. Actually, Aaron, just so you know, you feel a sense of creeping dread, as if the world was closing in on around you. You look in the open air, and you think you can see the air itself moving and squirming, as though the particle. You could almost see the atoms and particles.
Hi, Donnie Darko.
Waving around you. This is there's some presence watching you. The architects of the universe.
I'm going to actually call Acel at this point.
Yeah.
And say, I think. Says I think. What was your guy? What was your dude's name?
John.
Marcello.
Agent
Nigel. We'll just.
I think Agent Nigel has seen and used the numbers. I think he's cracking.
Yeah, Nigel, Norman, and Nathan. Sorry.
I think Nigel has seen and used the numbers, and I believe he's cracking.
It says Thomas here.
At one point, I just kind
of... Well, those are your real names. Code names.
All of our code names start with the same letter as our our cell number.
And Norman, actually, while I'm with you, just kind of after we finished up, I go, Tom.
Well, I'm on the... I was like, 1 second.
Fruiter. And actually, just pull out the gun, hand it to him. Keep this away from me.
Well, no, they took your gun because you shot her.
Yeah, so you're good.
Okay, good, so...
Yeah, surely nothing. Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I call a cell and tell
him. Well,
that's
evidence now, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, call Acel, tell him about that. Tell him that.
Okay. Let's see here. You need to remove the vector.
Out of character. Remove.
Does that mean?
Yeah.
Dead?
Yeah.
No. That's understood.
Yeah. Anyway.
This is
going to
get interesting.
That's good. Yeah, that's obviously. Give me an idea check.
No.
Okay. Well, you know what you know.
Well, I know what that phrase.
You know what
means.
Remove the vector, yeah. So.
Do I get anything? Or?
Acel told him.
Yeah.
You know. For you, you need to get rid of the number. For one thing, you need to go back, and now ASL, you need to make a priority to go back to that evidence locker and just destroy all photos of the spray painted number and all the other notes. Soon. Did you? Okay.
We replaced everything with fresh books that had no annotations.
No, the crime scene. Remember, he spray painted the numbers.
Oh, her house.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Acel's like, yeah, you need to get rid of everything.
Well, I will go up there.
The other thing is, for you, give me an idea check.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Awesome. So I guess I'm just tearing...
Aaron, actually, give me an idea check.
Yes.
What about that specialist from Quantico?
I guess she was supposed to be here. She was supposed to be looking at the information.
We're supposed to look at the mathematical angle of this.
Did we ever give her the number?
We haven't.
It's spray painted on the fucking crime scene.
We haven't.
And
She went to the apartment.
She before. Had. She was an FBI agent. She had the same access to the evidence that you guys did.
So she could be already looking at this information right now.
Yep.
So I'm destroying evidence up there before.
Okay.
While the police are dealing with the...
At her apartment. The Tia's apartment. Yeah, you easily clean that up.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No. I'm talking about the original crime scene, the Ridgeways.
Because you said it was all over there, too.
Yeah. No,
I'm destroying that before the cops move from...
Yeah, they just assume that she destroyed it, too.
Yeah.
So they don't even suspect you.
Yeah.
So you did cleanse that crime scene pretty effectively. So what's your next move?
Not going insane. Maybe she can make some sense out of it, since she's more of a mathematics expert than we are.
Okay.
We need to talk to her now.
Okay.
Now. Get her over here now.
Who?
Dr. Sarah Somix. Comics. COMOX. I don't know how to pronounce that. Somix. Yeah. She reported being sick today. Do not come into work.
Do she have a home? Do we know where her home address is?
Well, she—I mean, she's in Quantico. She lives in Quantico, but she had a hotel here in New Jersey, obviously.
I need to see her.
Okay, is that what you're gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I'm gonna go.
Let's see.
Scott Nevins. You. What was it? Just a Saturday Night Special?
Yeah.
What's the damage on your Kruger?
D8 plus one.
Did she fully load it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it actually only had 3 bullets in it.
Awesome. Welcome to Fallout.
No, it's part of the sequence. Serial number matches the part of the sequence, too.
Are you going to make me Santa check for just holding the goddamn gun?
But, no, by this point you're used to it.
Yeah. Although now that when the numbers come in sequence, I realize that I changed it by it changed somehow changed causality by changing the sequence up a little bit.
Well, no, it's just you entered into it so you could see the true nature of reality, so you could predict what would happen if you did certain things. So
basically, I entered my personal sequence and interjected mine onto her.
Well, no, you just predicted better than she did.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes?
Good. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Secret name.
I don't get to see a secret name?
No.
You get to her room. She doesn't answer her phone calls, her phone or cell phone. So I assume you go to her hotel. Go to her hotel room. The door, no answers.
Stomachs.
Are we really doing this again? Shifty-eyed, staring around the hallway this time.
Yeah.
Taser in one hand, gun in the other.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
actually, no, that'd be electronics, so... Let's see if we can convince... That's like convince getting a card key, because we're... That's like.
I kicked the door open.
It was unlocked.
Oh.
Well, you kick it anyway, so...
No, dude, obviously we would have checked the door.
You didn't say you were going to check
the door. Oh, my God!
You just said you were going to knock. I mean, anyways...
By the way, if it's a hotel room, it's usually always locked unless you insert a key card?
Well, it's a crappy hotel. But no, it's unlocked.
Then we go in.
All right.
Same drill as before.
You look in there, she is not there. The ruined remains of her laptop are found scorched in a metal waste paper basket, along with scraps of paper, along the other side of the room. She's at the edge of the building. There's scraps of paper. Her room is trashed. Looks like she set fire to her laptop and her notes, and then left. Her car is still in the parking lot. Her credit cards are unused. So, missing FBI agent.
Yeah, get an APB put out on her.
APB? Why?
Well,
an alert. Yeah, All right. So you send out an alert.
She's the one factor we haven't gotten to yet, other than the dorm room. We've got to sterilize that.
Well, no, you switch out all the books with fake evidence. I mean,
but we got to actually get the number off the dorm room, don't we?
Well, that was just 992. That was just the dorm room number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's the last variable, and then it's mission accomplished. We go home.
Well, somebody goes home.
Give me another idea check.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember realizing that there are other copies of this book out there. I mean, he photocopied it from the library, so they still have their copy of the Book of Wonders. And there are other...
Well, that's like an A-cell thing, though, if we had to, like, round up every copy of the book ever printed, isn't it?
Well, there are six in... There's a few in existence that you're aware of.
You said there were 100 in the 1944
Yeah, transition. They were all destroyed.
Well, we need to make sure that was actually true, because apparently not.
Anyway, so you start... are you going to be searching for Dr. Somix, or are you going to be... the one last thing is to destroy his email records at the Columbia University so that they can't contradict the love letters.
Tell you what, I think you can... we need you to coordinate tracking her down.
Me?
And also, we might want to get rid of the evidence on the highway. You know, take out some paint thinner and just...
So how am I coordinating tracking her down?
Well, if I first take care of the highway.
Okay.
Just get some paint thinner. Just spread it on there.
All right, Geo.
Okay. Give me a sneak check.
You and I will take care of the last of the
33
university record, computer records.
Okay. So you easily destroy the evidence of it. You just need to go back and do one last sweep of the evidence locker, make sure all the photos of it are destroyed. Mm-hmm. So, so you're doing the Columbia University thing?
Yes.
Okay, you go to Columbia. Their servers are in a server room, obviously, but they are locked. Give me a luck check.
No.
Okay. What do you do?
Well, given the credentials, his credentials, we could possibly get in there.
And yours, too.
That would leave evidence, though.
At this point, no. Well, that's granted, there are probably security cameras all around. That's like around this part of the campus for the servers.
No. Give me a lecture.
No.
Your luck sucks.
Shut up.
You unlucky son of a bitch. Well, you do have another option, though.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Burn it down. Burn the universe.
Start thinking about... Well, that's one option. That's always an option.
There is this one I was like, and you're right. And
well, if you start
pulled
thinking,
off a pretty good high season, that fancy number, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So if you start thinking about this, chains of causality.
Yeah, chains of causality that drive you insane.
Oh, yeah.
So, but since we're pretty much, I need to make sure that the stock, this is leaving now, I will go ahead and use it one more time, just kind of, not speaking it, just thinking about it in my head.
Yeah, you do.
So.
And you see the air squirm around you, you feel the world shift around you as things become very clear what you need to do. And it's simple. You have to go to a certain place, stand there for certain minutes, and then basically wait for someone to pass you. They won't see you. This person won't pass you. And then point your gun at their head, take their wallet, and that will give you all the key card you need.
My gun
is
gone, though.
You feel in your pocket, oh, you had a backup gun.
I'm not threatening anybody's life for that.
Oh, but you have to. If you don't, even worse things will happen.
Is that? I'm trying to think. What would be the kind of the role to resist that, though?
It won't. It's not. It's a choice. It's not a role to resist it. It's if you don't do this, more people will die. You're certain of this.
Oh God. Okay. That's like playing around this. Wait one moment. I'll go get it.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Okay, so he goes out of sight.
Oh, heavens.
This doctor lady, did she fly in to the hotel? Or
no, she drove.
Can ASL tell me where she lives so I can, like, maybe...
It's Quantico.
I can't make it to Virginia tonight. I guess I'll try and get back to Columbia as fast as I can.
Okay, you do that. Of course, you could start. Well, you haven't figured out the numbers, so you can't really predict.
I know what the number does, and I'm very adequate of not knowing. And I have no physics skill, so I don't understand the math of it. I just know what it's capable of.
Okay, so Aaron, you see the man.
If I know he knows how it works, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah,
but I missed my idea check. So,
anyways, so you see a student pass by. So are you going to do it, or are you
I'll follow the face. I'm guessing the sound of this is starting to get to me.
Or, the sound of it?
Well, basically what I'm seeing because of the number, or at least its influence on me, is starting to...
Well, again, it's a choice. If you can either point the gun at his head, mug him, take his card, and then destroy all evidence of that guy's email account, of Way's email account, or if you don't, a lot of people will die.
So, well, actually, take a look one more time before I do it in the code. Will a lot of people die if I do this anyway?
Your moment is passing right now.
It's now or never.
Choice or now. Get behind him. Make sure he doesn't see me.
Yeah, you just wait by the corner.
That's like giving your card.
Or give me your wallet.
That's like wallet.
now.
I like giving your card, but...
You actually know you say card and then wallet. And you realize you've just broken the chain of causality by saying card first instead of wallet. You don't know what's going to happen.
The world's unraveling!
No, it is. Give me another sanity check.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to give him an idea.
God, this is why you can't speak while you're doing this. Sorry. He'll just roll with it. Made it.
All right. You lose one sanity. As now you think some people will die as a result of this. You're not sure exactly. The numbers are getting harder to calculate. You need paper. You need to write this down. But anyways, you're getting distracted. You take his wallet and then walk away. He runs off, just doesn't look back at you. You walk over to the lab quite calmly, use the key card to get in, and disable it. You know the password. You know how to get into it.
That's not good.
Yeah, and you do it without leaving a trace, and you walk right out. Then you do it in such a way that the security cameras don't see you. It's like a fucking Metal Gear game. You just walk right past them.
Actually, just walk up to him. Walk up to Tom. We're done here. Let's go.
All right, let's go. I'll drive.
Good.
Okay. You spend. Give me a luck check, Caleb.
Yeah.
There is one thing you think. Remember earlier that phone number you got? It had a 212 area code. And
which phone number is this?
The phone number you got from that construction company, that demolitions company.
Ah, Forsyth. Yeah.
And you realize, hey, that's in the code too. So you look in the number, the sequence where there is a 212, and then you figure out what the phone number would be, you know, starting with 212. And
using the sequence.
Yeah, using the sequence. And,
so I'm driving, just dialing random numbers.
Well, it you get the answering machine of Shavers and Sons, a small stock trading firm on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Aren't these the people that called me for the blasting caps?
No, that's the number.
That was a Forsyth demolition.
Yeah, they had a different number. They didn't have that number.
Okay, but that's the number they gave me to call her back?
No, you see, what it is the 212 area code is part of the sequence. 212 is part of the sequence.
Yeah.
And so you realize they had 212, like 505, blah, 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 something that wasn't part of the sequence. But if you do 212 and then take the rest of the sequence and use that as a phone number, that becomes that the 212-333-0229, which is Shavers and Sons.
All right. Where is that located?
Lower East Side of Manhattan.
And I'm still in Jersey. I was at the crime scene.
I thought you said you were going to Columbia, or that
I was driving. I was okay. They were Columbia, and then I sterilized transfer. So I'm en route. I guess I'll divert.
What are you diverting to?
Shavers and Sons. I'm going to call you that inexplicably. I think that the number is this place has something to do with our missing analyst.
Let's see here. All right.
So I will call you and let you know that I'm on my way.
Okay.
And then you should meet me there.
All right. So all three of you are going to converge on that location?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So discuss your plan. You'll get there. Everyone will need to make a comp times 5 check. If you don't, you'll be exhausted.
Yes. Comp times 5?
No.
Hmm. I've been up for 3 days, so I doubt I'm going to make the...
Bet you wish you were fighting villains in your giant robot car, right?
Actually, yeah. I make it. Weird. Obviously, I wish I was fighting
villains. I'm hoping this isn't going to go too much longer.
Well, I mean, it can't.
Yeah, I know.
We've rounded them up, and he's about to go nuts.
Not necessarily. Probably.
I'm very potentially going to go nuts.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
All right.
Great. So you need to be more tired.
You'll take a minus two to all your physical skills.
Okay.
Or physical stats, and minus 10 penalty to any... Basically all skills, as you are pretty fucking exhausted. And you're pretty disturbed anyways.
And I can't sleep because I'm thinking constantly.
No, you can pass out, but, you know, what you do.
It won't be real sleep.
Yeah.
Well, your dreams are not going to be good.
No. All right, so... eventually you all get there in time, or you get there, and who knows if it's in time.
So we're all waiting until everybody gets there before we move.
Well, you two get there for, well, yeah, no, you get there.
Well, they're Columbia, though.
Yeah. Let's see, Ivy League School. Yeah, it's in Manhattan. Fuck, where is your stuff? There you go. All right. Yeah, you can get to the stock trading firm, and it's opening for business. What do you do?
Look for the... I don't know what she looks like.
You've all seen her. Like,
or
dumpy woman in her 30s, you know.
Look for her in the crowd. Like, is she going in the building?
Spot hidden.
Yes.
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 Okay, you recognize that this is on 229th 9th Avenue East. Again, it's part of the sequence. And they are... she's not in the crowd right now. You realize you don't know when she'll... she might already be inside.
So I'm just going to go in and do a thorough search of the building.
Okay. So you go in there.
Okay, my idea is... I guess I have to use the number? I mean, can I find anything in the stocks today? Like, can I get a paper?
Yeah, you can get a paper and start looking through the
stocks. I'm going to get a paper, and I'm going to try and figure out what she... Because it just makes sense if you could predict the future that she's going to be playing some massive...
crash or something. Or actually, look at the ticker. Look at the electronic ticker at the top.
You're seeing them all over the place. It's... Give me a sanity check.
Snake! Yes, on 7.
All right, you don't lose any sanity that time.
But I'm going to see if I can figure out what she's after, or if it's her. Or...
Well, you don't know the numbers well enough to really predict now. You don't have that. But you, Tom, you go in there, and you see that there is a security door wide open.
I go in.
You go in there. You see there's another security. This is, obviously, they're going to a vault.
You have a phone.
Another security door open behind it.
Like... Call it. I think I got something. Meet me here.
Okay.
And give them the location.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're right outside.
Okay. So, and I've gun out.
All right. Gun out. There's another security door right open. They
push it open.
Give me an idea check.
Are we there yet?
Yes.
All of those required codes to access. There's an alpha. There's a numeric keypad to open.
I'm not going to think about that too hard.
All right. As you go past the third door, you smell smoke first, and then you see it next. There's a fire up ahead, or something. It smells like a fire.
I'm going to tell them to wait.
Is there a fire extinguisher nearby?
Give me a luck check.
Yes.
Yes.
I grab it.
All right.
I'm gonna start freaking out. We have to stop. We can't do this. If she knows the codes for the door and she knows exactly when to do it when not being... She knows we're coming. She knows we're standing here right now. She knows exactly when we will walk into that room and exactly what we will do.
But it can be disrupted.
How? How can it be disrupted?
I did it before.
What? Hands on guns.
So, that's like when...
Did you listen to anything I said?
All right. How do we stop it?
Aaron, give me an idea check.
Yes. Yes. Barely, but yes.
You realize if you shoot Caleb's character, you would stop what's going on right now. Yeah, I have to, though.
That's not in the pages.
No, it's not.
That's a Ross Payton original.
Bravo, yeah. Sir.
But no, wait. No, that's wrong. That's crazy. That can't possibly be right.
Resisting the idea, but...
It's a choice. You don't have to resist anything. It's a choice.
It's like, no, that's how many, that's like, well, a lot of people die if I don't shoot him.
No, but the fire will spread, the fire is spreading right now.
So I'm going,
it's going to destroy the office.
Spot him check to see if I can find the fire alarm.
There's a fire alarm already going.
No, there is
just crazy ass building hides the fire alarm.
Well, there's a fire alarm, but it's, you know, like, this is the secure vault. Yeah, there's a fire alarm nearby. You don't need to make a spot in check.
Okay, so that's like pull
it. Listen, is there just a fire on the other side?
It's been disabled. What?
Is there just a fire? Do I hear anything else?
Well, you haven't gone forward. You have to turn the corner to
see. Okay, I'll go forward, like, cautiously with the fire extinguisher.
Okay. Just before you're about to turn the corner, there is a shotgun blast that just nearly takes your head off. If you had been a split second faster, it would have taken your head clean off.
Like, sorry, what was her name again?
Dr. Sarah Somix.
It's like, Sarah Somix? FBI, ma'am. Let's talk about this.
You don't see what's underneath it.
No, I don't, ma'am, but, I can't. What? We can't have you doing this.
You don't understand. It's the equation. It's everywhere. And, you know, then the fire starts roaring, you know, like, you just hear, you know, burst as like something
look around
massive.
It's like,
catching
fire. Agent, do you think you could help out here?
And go back to the exact same way I was doing, saying the equation to basically get Tia to stop. It's like, I'm going to start talking to her. Once you get, if you get a shot, take it.
You do that, Aaron. Give me another physics check.
Okay. And am I on a double again?
No, this time normal.
Okay. No.
Okay. You can't predict what's going on, what's happening. It's happening too fast, and you're just not fast enough with the equations, with the solving it. But after a moment, you realize she crossed over into the next room while you guys were arguing, timing it just right so that she wouldn't expose herself to being shot. So she went over into the office. Which is adjacent to
what's
the
on
vault.
Fire? Can we see it?
Now you look in there. You see there are papers that are on fire, massive stack of papers, and there's a thin trail. Obviously, some sort of accelerant has been used to trail the fire from the papers into the office. You give me knowledge checks to recognize what the paper is.
Can I?
Yeah, everyone can.
Yes.
Yes.
Bearer bonds. Looks like a fucking lot of them. Like, and now the ceiling's catching on fire, too. So.
Give me the extinguisher. I'm going
to...
You start...
Okay.
Yeah, sprinklers are not working in the vault itself.
All right, look. You know what's going on here. I need you to try and talk her down.
I'm going to try and
extinguish her. I'm getting my phone light.
They're going commando. I'm going
to... Yeah, I'm calling the police. We need to evacuate this building immediately.
Go up to Ed to the door where she's at, but making sure I'm not exposing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Sarah?
So can I...
What
can
is
I
the
reach
captain telling you?
Without getting,
what?
Can I reach it with the extinguisher without exposing myself to the door?
Yeah. No, you two can fight the fire with
Let's
the fire.
Let's do that. Okay, as soon as I call her.
You're trying to do that.
I called her. It's like, Sarah, what do you think... That's like, what is the pattern showing you? What is it telling you it's going to happen?
She's not answering. You'll have to go into the office to see what she's doing.
So, run. Okay, get ducked down, have my gun out, and go in.
All right, you look over and you see she is standing by the window, looking out.
It looks like the contemplating jump. That's like
So,
Sarah, you want to go back away from the window?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you two are fighting it. Millions of dollars worth of rare bonds have already been ruined.
It's like the end of Die Hard when they're all just floating.
Exactly. But and the fire's catching you. You've stalled it a little bit, but she spread the fire to the office. So it's getting out of control quickly. If you don't leave in the next couple of minutes or get more fire extinguishers, you can try and fight it with...
Or call the fire department.
Well, the extinguishers are working, but, like, this fire is burning, is, like, ridiculously.
And there's no sprinklers anywhere?
Well, in the vault. There's none in the vault. They seem to be working in the office, but, It's
close the vault, so
yeah. Well, the doors are open and they won't lock for some reason. So anyway,
okay.
Yes, causality.
But I look around, just kind of slowly go walk towards her. You need to back away from the window, okay? Like, come with us, and we'll see about, and we can see if we can help you.
She's holding a shotgun in her hands. She starts, you know, holding it out like this. She starts raising it up.
Calculate again, because she's. I know she's
physics.
Using it. So, and no bonus on this again.
No bonus.
No bonus.
You can do it.
Apparently, I can't. So.
Nope.
Well,
you. She is. She's. She has her back. She has her back. Like. Half, mostly, basically, her back is towards you. So, you don't know if she's going to spin around and shoot you, or if she's going to shoot the glass. You have to decide, and you can't predict the future this time. You wish you could.
That's like, try to aim and shoot it out of her hand, or shoot her hand so she drops the gun.
All right, give me a gunfire, handgun at 1/5.
1/5? Thank you.
Fractions are hard.
I know. Oh, that's a big no.
Okay. The bullet, what did you roll?
89. So 89,
yeah.
Hell no.
The bullet grazes her throat, and she starts, and the bullet then goes, hits the window behind her.
And goes straight through her head.
No, it doesn't. The bullet grazes her throat.
Okay.
She would live through that.
Okay.
But
then
the second
ricochet.
No. It goes through the glass. It goes through it, breaking the window. So she looks at
you. What floor are we on? Did we go upstairs?
Yeah, it's the ninth. And she falls. She looks at you, and give me a psychology check.
Well, is there any chance of a dex check to try to catch her?
No, she's too far away.
Fine.
And the room's on fire.
Yeah, it is on fire. That's kind of a problem.
Made it.
All right. She looks at you with a look of understanding.
Oh.
And like, you'll be where I am sooner or later. And then she falls.
I heard a gunshot, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab him and tell him we need to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Okay.
Dragging his ass behind us.
Okay, you run into the office and you start running over to get him. The sprinklers are working to a degree. They're so you're not going to be overwhelmed with smoke or whatever yet. You need to get out of there. You give me a roll.
Yes.
Okay. Then from behind you hear, and Aaron, you were looking at her falling, so you don't feel, so you don't have really have a chance to dodge it. A dart hits you in the back. So give me a con check. Remember, you have the minus two penalty. Con check times 5.
Okay.
Wait, what is your con check times 5? What is your con?
My con is 12.
So with a minus 2, it would be 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as I'm trying to drag him out.
So you, no, give me, get, you need a roll of 30 or lower.
30 or lower? Okay.
Yeah. The potency is 14.
23.
Okay. You managed to, it didn't drop him instantly. I mean, it'll take, you realize he's, you know, obviously really adrenaline, really,
Do I see the dart?
You see the dart, and Tom's holding the dart gun.
Shoot him again.
You have a dart gun?
It's a one-shot thing. You have to reload it.
What the?
Regular gun.
All right, at this point, this is going to be combat, so...
What the hell?
All right, no. Here how it's going to work is everyone gives me a dex times 5, and who has the largest margin of success goes first.
All right.
Am I still operating on my...
minus 2 penalty. Yeah.
So,
dex times 5.
Yeah.
5.
So what's your margin of success? Or, obviously, margin of success goes before.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your dex?
50.
Okay, so roll percentile.
73.
Okay, so you're probably going last. What'd you get?
30.
That makes sense.
30 out of?
Out of 55.
30 out of 55. So your margin of success is 25. And what about you?
77, so I didn't make it.
Okay, so you're going first. So you reload this round. Or wait, you're drawing your new pistol?
Yeah,
he had a dart gun. He's got to draw a pistol.
Okay, so you drop the dart gun, or you hold it, you put it in your other hand, you draw your other weapon. You, what are you going to do?
I'm next.
Number, that's like number.
Yeah. No, you rolled a 73?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you are next.
Number of sight to find the pattern.
Wait, can I scream?
No, Caleb thing? Is next.
Okay. Wait, no, dude. Can I yell out one thing
yeah.
at the same time? It's like, cancel, basically, eliminate the vector.
Do I know what that means?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pull out the taser.
Yeah? Okay, he's pulling out the taser. What about...
I'm not pointing at anybody yet. I'm just pulling it out. That's a full action. Right?
Yeah.
Number of sight. That's like recital to get the hell out of the way.
Okay, give me a physics check.
Any penalty for the trank?
Yeah, not yet, no.
Okay, cool.
I suck.
Okay, so. You can't run the numbers fast enough. You need a time to do this, and paper. You need to write this down. Mm-hmm. You can't predict what's going on. But you know what? The bat shooting him would have solved all these problems, and now you're thinking, Anyways,
that's
next
all my problems, not everybody else's. So.
So now you're gonna shoot at him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got the taser out.
Yeah.
We don't have to kill him. You can try and dart him.
Normal shot. Aaron, you can dodge if you want.
Okay. And where was my dodge?
30 again.
30, okay.
Because I am point blank range. Because I grabbed him to pull him out of the room.
Oh, yeah, he did rush up to try and grab him.
It hits.
Okay, so go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Solid strike. The bullet slams into your body, causing you to cough up blood. Caleb, it's your turn.
Tase him.
Okay. I think you'd have an 80% chance at point-blank range.
Go for it. You tased him, bro. All
right, give me...
it just says stun.
It's stun. You're basically stunned for this round. Go ahead and give me a con times... give me another... You need to roll 30 or lower to resist the poison.
Grab him and let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, between the tasing and the dart working, he's bleeding and out. So what are you going to do?
Why the hell did you shoot him? Why the hell didn't you tell me?
Wasn't time. Here. Get your knee on him right there. To get the rope around and strangle him.
Okay. What? No, we're in a burning yes,
Tom,
I know.
Tom, give me, first you need a sanity check for shooting your fellow FBI agent.
No.
All right, you... you lose 4 sanity.
Actually, screw that. I have a better idea.
Oh, we're in a burning building. Let's
exactly.
get out of here.
Exactly.
Oh, give me a sanity check, too.
Are you throwing back into the fire?
No, I just tried to not kill you.
No, I think this was his idea.
Did you make your check?
No.
All right, you lose 3 sanity.
I've had a bad day.
So Tom, this is very fucking traumatic. So what are you going to do?
And, grab him and get out of here.
No, it's like he has to die. That's the orders that came down. He's been affected by the numbers. We can't says he's lost.
Yeah.
Like those are the orders.
Well,
use
Tia's gun.
Actually, reload this.
No, I'm gonna hand him the revolver. Use Tia's gun.
There we go.
Okay.
What kind of gun does she have? Like 38.
It's a 22 special.
Okay,
it's a Saturday night special.
Basically, just down to in the throat.
Okay.
You can't even shoot him in the head.
No,
he's got to die slow.
If I shoot him right in the carotid artery, he's dead.
Yeah. Go and give me another sanity check.
Yes.
Okay. You lose another 2 points of sanity. You get post-traumatic stress from this, obviously.
And then leave him for the fire.
Right.
Bye, guys.
All right, you give me a sanity check, too.
No.
Okay. you lose 3 sanity, another 3 sanity.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I've lost.
Which, do you at least get a temporary in?
10, 11...
Well, I remember some of this was lost before.
Yeah, I've lost 11 just this game.
Yes, that's a temporary.
The two of you managed to stagger out somehow. You finally... unfortunately, you forgot to remember to remove your bullet. from your gun that you shot, so he was actually killed with bullets from two different guns.
I'm hoping,
but if you left one gun,
yeah,
and it's the corpse is burned beyond recognition.
In fact, you know, incinerated.
That would be it. That would be.
We didn't retrieve his ID. Plus dental records. He's an FBI agent. His dental records are on file, so he will be and witnesses. I mean,
what witnesses?
People who saw you enter the building and security cameras.
She fell out. She fell out of the window.
People who saw us enter the building along with a dozen other stockbrokers at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's pretty insane. Like, if they can investigate that out, they deserve to be on the team.
No, I'm not saying you're not caught or arrested or anything, okay. But you are. His death puts you under a cloud since you were working with him, and the it's covered up, but it puts a permanent black mark on your record because your involvement. You did stagger out of the building when it was on fire.
What stagger? I didn't get hurt or anything.
In there breathing smoke for like 3 minutes.
And also your post-traumatic stress disorder. You're like really fucked up. You were really traumatized by it.
How am I doing?
Yeah, you're also really fucked up.
I got a taser though.
Yeah.
I took the taser with me.
Yeah, of course.
we left the gun.
So, it takes you, I would assume your character would have a very long convalescence as he recovers some sanity, and stops thinking about numbers. Your career in basically dead ends at that point, as you didn't capture the, Dr. Somix and everything, and the whole investigation.
So we chose to capture her, but he had to die?
No, she had to die too, but,
okay.
You know, the circumstances of her death. And the fact that she was connected to your investigation.
Well, I had no control over what happened there.
You didn't understand the causality of it.
Exactly. Blissful ignorance is bliss.
So, the evidence of the...
So, I'll
the
give,
eventual...
I'll give the photocopy of the book and tell them that they need to hunt down every copy of...
Yeah, the book is eventually... Yeah, the initial investigation, it does... Your fake emails do work, and it is quickly ended. But the others are quite, shall we say, basically everyone else on that Google group, including there are several foreign nationals, there are quite a few deaths, including like in Waspa, Germany, let's see here. Lawrence Badek held security forces at bay at the top of a tower for hours. Then he is. Yeah, you destroy the evidence at the sheriff's department.
I haven't had many games. Just the horror ones that end up.
You kill those that are infected, some of them. And the number itself is much harder to. Track down, but that's another case for another scenario, because the only existing copy of the Book of Wonders itself was in Brussels, Belgium. That will take you, that would be another game in of itself. So that's the basic scenario as it is right now. Questions, comments, suggestions. Yeah, I did add a few little twists of my own. But actually, no, I was actually using, there's a whole thing for the paranoia, what happens to people who are infected with it, with the equation. There's actually stages.
Oh, that's cool.
And, basically, yeah, activating the solution, choices, effects, paranoia, detection, chains of causality. Those who solve the equation begin to see the numbers everywhere. They're surrounded by the numbers. Those who explore such numbers who find the sequence leading them places. Those agents who go definitely insane from the equation are in the end game. What task the equation has for them is up to the game master to construct. It always involves murder and the eventual self-destruction of the character. So basically, sooner or later, it will lead you to killing yourself or killing a lot of people. Example things are locate people with the initials RA, kill them, don't get caught. Only murder them 15 after the hour or 51 after the hour. After killing 6 people in this manner, find the owner of the cell phone
212-989-2252. Follow them home. Kill everyone there. Call the local news. Repeat the solution to them. Pour gasoline on yourself and the corpses. Burn yourself alive. So that would have been Aaron, basically, at a certain point, if you hadn't
killed
him.
You're welcome.
Because, yeah, that's just how the equation works. So what do you guys think?
That's interesting for the most part. Although I had the question on, were these pre-gens from this one or these ones you made up?
I made them.
Okay.
That's why I didn't give anyone mathematics, because they actually, there's a thing at the beginning of the scenario, they would ask you if you're any good at mathematics. And if you said yes, or lie, if you said yes, they would not put you on this investigation, because they kind of suspected that the numbers were bad.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I would think about, because I know you gave me that one bonus at the beginning, is that after I was able to do that and I became ensnared by it, then I think that the equation should have given me like a little bit of a boost on the physics.
Well, honestly, it doesn't have anything like that in the rules as is. I was, and having you figure out the number, like for me, the only reason you were able to stop the woman from blowing herself up was to present the sort of Faustian deal, like.
Take it or leave it. So.
Yeah, basically.
Which I knew I was getting myself into, and that's why I wanted to play that out. Yeah. So,
of course, and then this is Acel. They're like, we got to stop this from getting more people dead, so we got to stop the infection. So,
hey, I followed orders.
That was a really good game.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I claim the Nuremberg defense.
Anything? Any particular parts you thought were unclear or weak or need improvement or? Wanted clarification on or anything? Because this is a playtest, obviously. Things probably would change.
Nothing really. I mean, it's obviously an investigation.
I think with all the numbers, I think the DM pretty clearly needs to give us slips of paper. Without making us write them all down.
Yeah,
because the numbers and that,
that's just so much to absorb at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, the handout, they do.
There needs to be a player handout for it.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be handouts in the final scenario.
But I love the idea of, the philosophy of fatalism as
because you're following that Donnie Darko, whatever that Jim Carrey movie was.
And my only thing was that
27,
okay,
23.
I don't know.
Don't you roll your eyes?
I don't know how we could have surprised anyone in it. The people who are absolutely crazy, they should have seen us coming.
Well, honestly, it doesn't give them any, they can predict things, but, there aren't any specific rules in the scenario as is to say what they can and can't predict.
Okay.
So, that was totally my discretion. That's something not even really addressed on there, is, whether or not they can't foresee the agents coming. The mechanics of how well they can predict or how far an extent they can predict. He could way figured out how to get the shotgun, but he wrote a bunch of numbers. It took him a while on paper to figure it out. So it's not something they could do on the fly, probably.
But I thought it was really interesting how she knew not to be in the apartment.
Yeah.
Because
really the way that I got it was almost just pure luck. So.
Yeah. That's
what I figured by now. When I said the numbers, if she stayed there and kept the gun on me, I was going
to
argue.
But actually, that part is actually totally my own, because they don't actually describe what happens to her. It's weird, because
I gotta say,
the Modesto, the one in California, the one in Germany, they describe what happens there, and the one in Montana, but they don't describe what the woman in New York or the person in New York is doing. I looked through there, I couldn't find what Tia's actually supposed to do, so I had to make that up.
Yeah,
but dude, I love the phone call from the demolitions company.
Yeah,
that was really good and subtle. So that was
especially where the two agents are already down chasing her. You're the only one left, and you get that vital piece of information.
Which is a ridiculous coincidence, but it makes sense in the context of the game.
Yeah,
with the number stuff, which is all about
reality. And I like that it basically, if you put it into the sequence of events, it puts out that we've chased them. He gets the corner. I'm the line. I get that call, and then I have to make the choice.
Yeah.
And so it fell together perfectly.
Yeah. That one is my that part was my creation, because that's the one thing in the scenario that isn't written out. And they actually mentioned, hey, they should go to New York and look that up. But it doesn't describe what her plans are, what she would do, which is odd. Because they, they have a thing in here about, for the agents to go to Montana and try and stop the person in Montana from killing people. But,
That's kind of a long trek.
You
gotta book a flight and pack and
yeah,
and deal with airport security.
Yeah,
Yeah, so like, why wouldn't they do the one in New York, the one person in New York?
Lose sanity while you're waiting for TSA to do your bags.
Maybe I missed it. Maybe she's, maybe they didn't, by the time you get there, she hasn't read the email yet. Maybe that was it. But it was more fun to have it that way, so.
Yep.
Anything else?
No, I think that, yep,
okay.
Good.
All right, cool. We'll see you next time. You can't stop me now. You can't ever stop me.